That's our national anthem. Never sounded better. We'll mention the wind is blowing pretty much straight out to center field. We'll let you know about the perimeters. Parameters on this ball diamond. The dimensions of the fence down the left field and the right field line. Right at 330 feet. A good college field. In the alleys, right center and left center, about 390. Could be close to 400. We'll mention straight away. Not quite as much at 380 feet. Flag is out in center field. Get some warm-up pitches right here on the diamond. South Central going to be the home team. On the pitcher's mound, wearing number 10, is Braden Grass. Braden Grass, he's a sophomore. I won't say it again, but that kind of sounds like Braden and Grass. That's a pretty cool name. We'll mention 53 and two-thirds innings under his belt. We'll mention he's appeared in 14 games. This is number 15. He's currently 5 wins, 5 losses. He's faced 256 batters. He's allowed 3 home runs. He's walked 31. He struck out 83. He gets some warm-up tosses. We'll mention the source for those stats are Max Preps. Max Preps, a member of the CBS Sports crew. We are thankful for CBS Sports. Here's the final warm-up. We'll mention around the diamond for South Central. The pitcher is Braden Grass, number 10. The catcher, Andrew Wazar, number 16. At first base, Thomas Sullivan. Wiz, number 8. I want to say a hello to Joanne Sullivan, the grandmother of Thomas Sullivan. He'll probably be called Tom a little bit during this game. At second base, Brad Farrell, number 19. At shortstop, Jacob Oman wears number 3. At third base, Zach Hanchar wears number 12. In left field, number 2, Aaron Hogan. In center field, number 23, Brandon Young. In right field, number 32, Jackson Barr. We'll mention Braden Grass will do the pitching. He'll give way to the DH, number 7, Bryce Glitzik. Here comes the first pitch of the ballgame. 12.02 p.m., Owen Munn steps in. First pitch, breaking pitch, outside of ball. He'll step 1 foot in, 1 foot out. He'll step back in the right-handed batter's box. Owen Munn, here comes the pitch. Pretty good velocity, finishes low. Fastball, count goes 2-0. 2 balls, no strikes. Outfield playing straight away along with the infield. Third pitch comes in, outside of ball. Count goes 3-0. Owen Munn, likely no green light. We'll see. Here comes the fourth pitch to Munn. Outside edge, called strike. It was knee high. Count goes 3-1. 3 balls, 1 strike. You'll step back in. Working from the windup. Pitch comes in low for ball 4. He's working from the windup. That's Braden Grass. He'll pitch from a stretch now with Owen Munn at first base. Next batter going to step in for the Knights. It's going to be number 24, Evan Deanhart. Evan Deanhart wears number 24. Owen Munn, number 12. They'll work right here on the diamond. Stepping in, right-handed batter, Evan Deanhart. Peering in, looking at signals. It's Braden Grass out of the set position. Let's check first base. Over the right shoulder, here comes the pitch. Pitch comes in. Bit of a breaking pitch in there for a strike. Might have been a slider, not a lot of break. Strike called. He'll step back in. Right-handed batter, Evan Deanhart. Working from the stretch. Now the set position. Braden Grass. Pitch comes in. Breaking pitch finishes away. Down goes 2 balls, no strikes. He'll step back in. Get ready for the pitch. 2 balls, no strikes to Deanhart. Runner at first base, top of the first inning. Owen Munn going to get played on. Very nonchalant. Throw goes over. No tag applied by Thomas Sullivan. Right-handed batter's box. Peering over at first base out of the stretch. Good look again out of a set position. Here comes a 2-0 to Deanhart. Taking off for second base is Owen Munn. He'll throw it from his knees down to second base. He'll slide in, head first base, Owen Munn. The throw made by catcher Andrew Wazar. Runner at second base for the Knights, nobody out. Top of the first. Riding the batter, Evan Zienhart. Peering in, looking at signals. Braden Grass for South Central. He'll check second base. Here's the pitch. Gonna be a drive. Gonna be a line drive on the ground. Second base. Gonna be picked up by second baseman Brad Farrell. He'll throw on to Thomas Sullivan to get the put out. One out here in the top of the first inning. Nice batting. Next batter gonna step in. Gonna be number 27. Gonna be Ben Major, right-handed batter. Runner at second base is Owen Munn. We're in the top of the first inning. Semi-state at LaPorte High School. Alva set. Braden Grass. Long set. It's at second base. Here's the pitch. Outside of ball. Breaking pitch. Finished away. Looking for signals right there in the batter's box. Right-handed batter, Ben Mazur. Mazur playing left field in today's ball game. I take that back. Might have to double check that. I believe Mazur is going to be on the mound for the Knights. Meyer, he'll foul tip one around home plate. Mazur going to do the pitching for the Knights in the bottom half of the first and further. Right-handed batter steps back in. Peering in, looking at signals, is Braden Grass. Out of the set, checks second base. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch outside of ball. Pretty good discipline right there. Home plate umpire watched it all the way. He stepped back in. Ben Mazur. Peering in, looking at signals. Braden Grass, checks second base. Here's the pitch. Swung on. Foul. Ground ball left side. Beyond the third base dugout. Third base dugout is occupied by the South Central Satellites. Satellites wearing the red, white, and blue. They've got the Carolina blue uniforms. They look beautiful. First time I looked and saw them, they looked really nice. They've got the red stirrups. We'll call them socks, and they're wearing the red hats. Nice going with the light gray uniforms with the blue sleeves. We'll mention they got the full sleeve and the gray this particular game. Going to be a line drive up the middle. It's going to be fielded by the second baseman. He'll veer to his right. They'll get the put out. Ben Major at first base. Credit the play Brad Farrell to Thomas Sullivan. Moves Owen Munn to third base. Two outs here in the top of the first inning. Next batter going to step in is going to be Ryan Schumer. Ryan Schumer, a left-handed batter. Member of the junior class. He'll step in. Runner at third base is Owen Munn. Working out the stretch, now the set, Braden Grass. Here comes the pitch. Outside of ball. Early going right here in the ball game. Seems like the plate is actually 22 inches. 2.5-inch ball either side of the 17-inch plate. Here comes the pitch to Schumer. Right down meridian. Right below the kneecap, strike called. One ball, one strike. Ryan Schumer, pretty good stance, left-handed batter's box. Runner at third base is Owen Munn. Pitch comes in, he'll pop one foul, he's going to float out of play. Very nice atmosphere, the environment is perfect. LaPorte High School, a very good place to play baseball. Ryan Schumer's going to step back in, one ball, two strikes. Two outs on the diamond. 1-2, ball is in play. Runner at third base. Here comes the 1-2 pitch from Grass. Outside of ball. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Top of the first inning. Early going. They are respecting the bat of Ryan Schumer in center field. Here's the pitch. Swung on, he'll foul one, left side. Going to float. It's going to barely get out of play. Pretty good foul territory right here. I'll say that basically from the bases straight over to the foul area. And then it kind of tapers from there to the foul poles. Pretty good foul territory here to catch foul balls. There comes a 2-2 pitch to Schumer. Outside, ball three. Three balls, two strikes. Ryan Schumer going to step back in. Top of the first inning, runner at third base is Owen Munn. Out of the set, Grass, here comes the pitch to Schumer. Breaking pitch, backdoor curveball stayed outside. Here walks to first base. Runners on the corners. They're going to give way. Courtesy runner for the catcher, Ryan Schumer. Tyler Fox, 6'1", Tyler Fox is going to do the running. Courtesy runner for Schumer. Next batter going to step in for the Knights. It's going to be T.J. Bell. T.J. Bell going to step in, right-handed batter. He's going to be the D.H. in the ballgame. He's going to bat in place of third baseman, number 15, Billy Owens. Out of a set, grass, first pitch to Bell. Breaking pitch right across the dish. Got the corner of the dish. I don't know how it's a corner, but got the outside edge. Then broke away, perfectly placed. Stepping back in, T.J. Bell. Right-handed batter peering in. Right-handed pitcher, Braden Grass. Here comes the pitch. Taken off, going to be a foul ball. T.J. Bell didn't quite drop his bat right there. That happens once in a while. Hit the bat, landed foul. Earlier this year, I saw the same thing happen. And a fair ball down the third base line. Barely looked like a bunt. You got to keep patient as an umpire not to call foul too early. So let's step back in. T.J. Bell. No balls, two strikes. Peering in looking at signals is Braden Grass. Taking off for second base. Going to be a pickle. Going to be a rundown between second and first. That's Tyler Fox in the rundown. Coming home, going to try to score. First run of the ballgame scores. It's Owen Munn. With the rundown between first and second, Tyler Fox safe at second base. No balls, two strikes. T.J. Bell going to step back in. Two outs, top of the first inning, one run in. T.J. Bell, right-handed batter. Peering in, looking at signals. Out of stretch is Braden Grass. Now Alexander checks second. 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Trying to protect the dish, breaking ball. He'll draw back to the dugout. Three outs here in the top of the first. Knights come up with one run, and they'll go defensively to the field. And we'll mention this game is in parts being brought to you by Dean's Auto Parts. The CarQuest Auto Parts, Cicero, Indiana, probably about 140 miles from here. They're happy to do so, along with Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21 Real Estate. She's an agent and a broker. Frankfurt Truck and Car Sales, they're in Frankfort, Indiana. You can buy a car or a truck there. They are certified. Reynolds Farm Equipment, along with Titus Bakery and Deli, they're inside Reynolds Farm Equipment. That's along U.S. 31 in northern Hamilton County. Larson and Sons Target Sports, they're on Main Street in Sheridan, Indiana. Might have a grandpa listening there today. We hope so. And we'll mention also bringing this game to you is PutMeInSports.com and Sign Production. We thank you for listening. So they're taking some warm-up tosses right there on the pitcher's mound. It is Ben Major. Ben Major working there. He wears number 27. Ben Major, an ERA of .714. He enters this ballgame with 49 innings under his belt. This is game appearance number 11. This is his 10th start on the season. He's faced 191 batters. His record is 8 wins, 1 loss. He's walked 15. He struck out 84. 24 of those strikeouts were looking to throw the ball around the infield. First batter, bottom of the first inning for South Central, going to be number 12. He's playing third base in the ballgame. That's Zach Hanchar, right-handed batter, going to step in. Zach Hanchar, bottom of the first inning. Ben Mazur working from the stretch, from the windup. First pitch comes in, high and away, ball one. One ball, no strikes. First batter in the lineup for South Central, number 12, Zach Hanchar. Here comes the wind from Mazur. Pitch comes in, strike called. Might have been at the top of the zone. One ball, one strike. Peering in, looking at signals, out of the windup, gloved in front of the chin. Pitch comes in. Check outside. We'll see if he checked his swing. They said, yes, he did. Check swing called by the A position umpire. They're going with the four umpire crew. first and third base right there. Second base umpire is out in the soft grass just behind second base. Pitch comes in, swinging a miss. Two balls, two strikes, peering in, looking at signals. Ben Mazur. Here comes the pitch to Hanchar. Foul tip around home plate. It's going to make its way halfway back to the screen. Picked up there. He's a new baseball. Ben Mazur. Down goes 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Nobody out. Bottom of the first batter for South Central. Outside of ball. Pretty good call right there. He's calling a good game. Three balls, two strikes. Peering in, looking at signals. Ben Mazur, here's the 3-2. Outside is knee-high. Right below the kneecaps, we'll say. They'll go down looking, one out. Bottom of the first inning. Next batter going to step in, Tommy Sullivan. Tommy Sullivan, he's got a daddy, his name is Tom. And as mentioned earlier, we'll mention Joanne Sullivan's grandma. She's proudly watching in a lawn chair, first row. She's got a good seat. She should have. Working from the right-handed batter's box, Sullivan. First hit, swing and a miss. They'll work from right there. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. Pitch comes in. Ball high. Ball low. We're back, I believe. Three balls, two strikes. Tommy Sullivan in the batter's box. Here comes the pitch. Going to take a strike right there. Just above, just near the top of the zone. Count goes a strikeout. He'll walk, go back to the dugout. Step back in. Okay, we might have been off the air just for a moment. We'll mention Tommy Sullivan sat down on a 3-2 strike, batting with two outs. In the bottom of the first inning, in the batter's box, number 19, Bradley Farrell. Brad Farrell in the batter's box. Count goes 1-1. Here comes a pitch from Mazur. Backdoor curveball, evidently just missed. Working right there. Looking from the windup. Going to be a base hit. Over shortstop. Going to get a bit of a tail on that pitch. He's going to round first. He's going to make it easily into second base. Stand-up double for Brad Farrell. So next batter going to step in. We're going to see the four-hitter. Four-hitter for the Satellites. It's going to be number 7, Bryce Glistic. He's going to be the DH in the ballgame. He'll start out that way. Walking back, going to jog back to second base. Bradley Farrell took off an apparatus. Going to get the sliding mitt on the right hand. That's kind of a new item. Kind of definitely a new item for me. I'm an old-timer. I don't think so. But new item right there, sliding mitt. They put that in their back pocket, some of them. Here comes the pitch from Mazur. Inside pitch, breaking pitch. Low and inside, going to get by Schumer just a little bit. Pretty difficult catch, but a stop right there for Schumer. Pretty close to a wild pitch. Depends on what mood the proper man is in, I would think. One ball, no strikes. Moving over to third base is Tom Sullivan. Tommy Sullivan at third. Pitch comes in, swing into a breaking pitch, going to get by the glove of Schumer, coming in to score the first run in the ballgame for South Central. is Brad Farrell. Brad Farrell scores the run. We got a tie ball game at one. We're in the bottom of the first inning. Two outs on the diamond. One ball, no strikes. Left-handed batter's box, number 7, Bryce Glistic. Infield playing at regular depth, two outs. Outfield playing about normal depth straight away. Stepping back off the rubber, Ben Mazur steps back on. Back in the batter's box, Bryce Glistic. Here comes the pitch. Outside edge, called strike. Glistic thought about it and let it go by. Outside edge, called strike. Count goes 2-1. Two balls, one strike, two outs. Here comes a wind from Mazur. Trying to check his swing, going to be called a strike by the home plate umpire. Two balls, two strikes. Two outs, bottom of the first. Tie ball game at one. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch, backdoor curveball, finished just a bit outside. Step back in, count 3-2, Bryce Glistic. Here comes the pitch, tries to check and swing. He's going to jog to first base, might be a swing, and they're going to call him, they're looking for the umpire at home plate to say whether or not that was a strike. His body language led you to believe, I'm not sure. He might have been getting out of the way because first base could have been rounded on a walk. So they're going to say no swing. Probably a good call. Runner at first base is the four-hitter for the Satellites, number 7, Bryce Glistic. Stepping into bat, number 32, he's playing right field, Jackson Boss. Working from the stretch, Ben Mazur. Check first base, now the set. Double set for Mazur. First pitch, high and inside, ball 1. They're set back in, number 32, Jackson Boss. Jackson Boss, right-handed batter's box. Here comes the pitch. Swung on, he's going to foul one straight back. He's going to be out of play. Quite a few folks on hand here today. Pretty good way to go. Nice day on the diamond. Weatherman, pretty good shape for today. You know, that's got to be a tough job. One ball, one strike, two outs. Working out a stretch, now the set, Ben Mazur. Pitch comes in, knee high, called strike. Fastball, count goes 1-2. Signal being given, third base coach, Zach Coulter. Zach Coulter, the coach for the Satellites. Here comes a 1-2 pitch from Mazur. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. Started at the elbow, broke right in. Ryan Schumer throws it to first base. So one run in for the Satellites here in the bottom of the first. Knights and Satellites tied at 1 after 1. We'll mention this game is in parts. Being brought to you by Dean's Auto Parts. Dean's Auto Parts, that's CarQuest Auto Parts, located at 1110 South Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana. 46034. They're at the south edge of Cicero at Cicero Town Plaza. Team members at CarQuest Auto Parts in Cicero, and they are here to ensure that you get the right parts the first time. You can reach them by phone at 317-984-4931. That number is 317-984-4931. They are a locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve. That's Jean's Auto Parts in Cicero. They're throwing the ball around the diamond. They're going to throw one to second base from the hand of Andrew Wazar. Wazar is going to join there at the pitches man as the infield comes in. We're making first baseman Tom Sullivan. Tommy Sullivan stays at first base. Pretty lanky young man, Tom Sullivan. He's got some hair, right-handed. The first baseman, Tom Sullivan, number 8, stepping into bat for the Knights. Going to be number 32, Justin Brady. Justin Brady, right, excuse me, a left-handed batter. Just thought that was a bit of an open stance. He'll close on the approach. First pitch comes in, knee high, called strike. Justin Brady steps back in. There comes a pitch from grass. Low for a ball. Count goes 1-1. Justin Brady, working on the diamond, one of the three seniors on the ball team. Satellites have five. Pitch comes in, tight, right across the knee high. They call it a strike. One ball, one strike. Here comes the pitch, outside a ball. Brady's looking to make that first swing. Two balls, two strikes. Lefty in the batter's box facing the righty. Pretty much the same look as Major. Glove in front of the chin in the windup. Going to be a hit by pitch. Justin Brady, they're jawed down to first base. Justin Brady going to get hit by pitch in the at-bat. Justin Brady gets hit with number 10 hit by pitch on the season. That's not the most. The most is T.J. Bell. He's been hit 13 times. Working out a stretch. Grass stepping in. Carter Johnson. Carter Johnson, lefty in the batter's box. They're going to ask for an appeal, but the appeal in the book needs to come from the umpire. It should not come from the catcher. Catcher's got to ask the umpire to check, and then the umpire checks. Anymore in the most part, even in the MLB, you see him check immediately as the catcher is the umpire. One ball, no strikes. Carter Johnson, left-handed batter, going to square the bunt. They put a bunt down third base. Going to be fielded right there by Zach Hinkinshaw. They get the put out, Tommy Sullivan, and Carter Johnson, mission accomplished. Moves T.J. Bell over to second base. We believe so. We'll double check. Runner at second base for the night. Stepping in, Caden Minnick. Caden Minnick playing right field, left-handed batter. Here comes the pitch. Pitch comes in. Might have been a slider, a little bit back door, taken for a strike. Let's step back in. A little bit of an open stance, not much. Left-handed batter. Working from the stretch, now the set. Braden Grass, second base. Here's the pitch. Swung on, a foul one left side, out of play. Count goes no balls, two strikes. On deck is Bryn Robbins. Here's the pitch. Swung on, swing and a miss, Caden Minnick. Let's go back to the dugout. He's a low, medium five to Bryn Robbins on the way to the plate. One out here in the top of the second inning. 1-1 ball game. Both teams came up with one in the first inning. Stepping in, Bryn Robbins. Bryn Robbins playing center field. He has some range. He wears number 33. Alistair, here's the pitch. Breaking pitch going to hit by the catcher, Andrew Wazar. Probably going to go in the book as a wild pitch. Difficult play to make as a catcher. That was pretty much outside the backside of the left-handed batter's box on a breaking pitch. Jogging over to third base. I believe it's T.J. Bell. Don't quote me. Runner at third base for the ninth. Here comes the pitch. Right across the dish, outside edge, knee high. I take that back. It's Justin Brady. Justin Brady is at third base. One ball, one strike, one out. In the batter's box, the nine-hitter, Bryn Robbins. Pitch comes in, just inside, a ball. Home plate umpire thought about it. I've been told in an umpire school in a classroom, you think strike, 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 until that ball's proven to be a ball. That's Mr. Dan Adams' knowledge. He'll take a swing, he'll go to left field, going to get a lot of air under it. It's going to be a foul ball. Giving it a chase, couldn't quite, but since he got to it, he did. Big warning track over there in the corner. By the batting cages, nice catch by Aaron Hogan for the third out here in the top of the second. Nice to be one on base. I'm going to go ahead and mention what I mentioned a while ago, just in case it didn't get mentioned. We'll double check here. I'm going to talk about Coach Ken Schreiber. Ken Schreiber will mention we are at Ken Schreiber Field. It's in LaPorte High School. It's in LaPorte, Indiana. It's near 150 miles north of Indianapolis. And as mentioned, Indianapolis will be the destination for next week's Saturday game for either of these two teams. And we'll mention in a starting point which may have very well been the beginning of baseball legend in the making. In 1967, when the LaPorte Strikers rallied from a 5-0 deficit in the sixth inning to shock Indianapolis Arlington 7-5 and getting the win. We'll also mention about this. In 38 years as head baseball coach at LaPorte High School, Ken Schreiber won 1,010 games, and he lost only 217. Coach Schreiber concluded his legendary career in 1998. He was ranked number 4 all-time in baseball coaching victories. And he's the author of a book. You can check that out. It's Coach with Pride. It came out 2001. It's Coach with Pride, the book from Ken Schreiber. Look that up. Here comes the first pitch from Mazur. Swung on, foul ball, way out of play, left side. Got around early on that one. Number 16, Andrew Wazar. Andrew Wazar, right-handed batter, going to step back in. Ben Mazur working from the windup. Here comes the 0-1. Breaking pitch, going to finish. Two miss inside, going to get him on the shoulder. Going to be a hit by pitch. 16, Andrew Wazar at first base. The wind blowing out. Wind blowing out should be a good thing for a curveball. Try to get a little bit more of a break with the wind in your face as a pitcher. Working the relying on that curveball there, it stayed high, hit by pitch. Gonna be a pitch runner at first base. It's actually gonna be the courtesy runner for the catcher. That's number 16, Andrew Wazar. They get a modest lead there while Ben Mazur is in the stretch. He'll check first base. Now the set. Next batter, Jacob Oman. Nonchalant throw to first base. Jacob should stay right there. Justin Brady makes the tag anyway. Right here in his batter's box. Wait for his first pitch. Jacob Oman, shortstop, wears number 3. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch. Horseshoe to plate. Ball 1. 1 ball, no strikes. You'll step back in. Right-handed batter, number 3, Jacob Oman. Turn in looking at signals, now out of the set. Pickoff move, nonchalant, first base. Back in there, safe. Head first is Andrew Wazar, his pinch runner. We'll try to double-check that number. Number 4, thank you. Got a guy set behind me. He's going to write. I'm hoping to see this written article. He's writing for the paper. Quite a gentleman. Pitch comes in. Doing the base running. He helped me out. That's number 4 on the diamond. Alexander Newburn. Newburn's a senior. He's a pitcher and an outfielder. He's doing the base running now for the Satellites. Here comes the pitch from Ben Mazur. No pickoff. Right side. Back in there spacing. Well done. He's number 4, Alex Newburn. Stepping back in. Right-handed batter. Jacob Oman. Where's number 3? Sun's coming out. I'm going to take the field a little bit warmer than it probably actually is. That ball's going to get hit by a car. The wheels as it goes over the street right there. I think this street is a 90-degree angle from Ken Schreiber Street. Is that true? 90 degrees. A swing and a miss. 1 ball, 2 strikes. 1-2 count, nobody out. Bottom of the second inning, still 1-1 ball game. Runner at first base for South Central. Doing the running is Alex Newburn, number 4. Peering over, looking at signals out of stretch. Now the set, Ben Mazur. Pickoff move, trying to keep him close. Trying to keep him close to the bag. Everyone in the whole place knows that he can steal second base. He's the given choice for the courtesy runner. Right there for Andrew Wazar. Swain Amir is going to be dropped third. First base is occupied. They get the out at first on the drop third. It's actually at home plate. Stealing on the throw meaning he was still occupying first base during the pitch. One out on the diamond, but he's safe at second. That's Newbern at second base. So there's a Newbern umpire. Might be in Florida now. That guy is good. He's from the Kokomo area. You learn a lot from listening to him and watching him. Out of the set, Ben Mazur. Here's the pitch. Breaks away. Just missed. Low and away. Kent goes one ball, no strikes. In the batter's box, getting ready to step in. Left fielder, number two, Aaron Hogan. Right-handed batter. One out. Bottom of the second inning. Pitch comes in. Just high. Ball two. Looking at signals, got signals, checks the wristband. A lot of wristbands being used, especially in college softball. Here comes the pitch from Mazur. Strike call. Count goes 2-1. Two balls, one strike, one out. They're checking the wristbands. They get the number pattern from Coach. Coach Zach Coulter. Working out a stretch, now the set. Mazur takes second base. Squaring the bunt, pulls the bat back, it's a ball. Outside, pretty good eye is the plate by Aaron Hogan. Checking the wristbands once again, at least at home plate. Second base runner is Alex Newbern. Double set, here's the pitch. Going to be a pirouette, he's going to go clockwise and not make a throw to second base. He'll peer back in, look at signals. Working out a set position. Ben Mazur checks second base and Newbern. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. Count goes full. Three balls, two strikes. They're set back in. Right-handed batter. One out, bottom of the second inning. Newbern for the Satellites at second. Pitch comes in. He lets it go by. Strike three called. Ben Mazur, two outs. They're in the bottom of the second inning. Next batter going to step in for South Central. It's going to be number 23, he's left-handed batter. Playing center field, that's Brandon Young. Brandon Young checks the wristband. He keeps his wristband on the right arm. Left-handed batter. Peering in looking at signals, Ben Mazur. Working out the stretch, now the set. He'll check second base. First pitch. Comes in, he's going to put a bunt down, try to. With two outs, that surely can be accomplished. He fouled it back to the screen. No balls, one strike. Two outs on the diamond. Working right there. No balls, one strike. Breaking pitch, finished way inside, started at the plate. Might even the inner half of the plate. One ball, one strike, one out. Four umpire system. Got an A, that's the first base. Third base, same spot, mirrored at second base. He's basically in the C position. Left side of the infield. About three-fourths of the way back, still in the grass area. So they take a pickoff move to second base, does Mazur. No throw, he's back safely. Out of the set, here comes the pitch for Mazur. Swung on, ground ball. Evan Dehart scoops it. He throws across the diamond. Gets the put out with Justin Brady. Knights leave one on base. I should say Satellites leave one on base. No score in the second inning whatsoever. We're still tied at one. One run each in the first inning. We'll go to the top of the third. And we'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by FCC Sales. .com. FTCSales.com. If you're looking for that newer truck or sport utility vehicle, look and find FTCSales.com in the weekly auto trader, and you can also find FTCSales.com in the Indiana Auto RV. They are free publications. You can pick them up at your local gas station every Friday. That's Frankfurt Truck and Car Sales. Yes, Frankfurt Truck and Car Sales, they offer bank finance or easy low payment plan. You can visit them at FTCSales.com today. They've been open since 1999 for 23 years. Your go-to dealer. Frankfurt Truck and Car Sales, they're open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 7, Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturday, 9 to 4. They're located at 1601 McKinley Avenue, Frankfurt, Indiana. Stepping in the back for the back second time, Owen Munn. Owen Munn's going to step in, batting 367, right-handed batter's box, 475 on-base percentage. First pitch, swing and a miss. Owen Munn been to the plate 120 times before this game, 98 official at-bats. He's got 36 hits, 28 are singles. Here comes the pitch, outside of ball. 28 singles, he's got 7 doubles. Owen Munn has a home run. It was a home run earlier in the season. Here comes the pitch. Ground ball, right side, first base. Going to be a fair ball right across the base. Trying to slide in there is Owen Munn. Owen Munn trying to work for his night teammates. He gets put out at first base. This batter going to step in. So the night's going to be Evan Genhart. Evan Genhart going to step in. Highest batting average of any night on the team. 466. Breaking pitch outside. A ball going to get off the glove right there. Andrew Swazar. Pretty good break right there against the wind. That's Braden Grass doing the pitching. Right-handed hurler for South Central. Pitch comes in outside of ball. Trying to paint the corner of Evan Genhart. Evan Genhart probably no secret about his bat, 466 average. Pitch comes in high and tight. Ball three. Evan Genhart on base percentage, 569. Outside of ball, four-pitch walk issues to Evan Genhart. The jog down to first base. One aboard for the night. One out. Top of the third inning. Timeout on the diamond. Going to adjust the shin guards there. He's okay. Here we go. Catcher Andrew Wazar. Stepping in, Ben Mazur. Ben Mazur on the season, batting 259. 259 on the season, 362 on-base percentage. Right-handed batter, right-handed pitcher, pickoff move, pretty good move, probably about a B-plus, if not an A move from Grass. Safe at first base is Genhart. Ben Mazur, right-handed batter, facing the righty, Braden Grass. Outside, ball one. Ben Mazur on the season, he's got 6 doubles. Ben Mazur hit the first home run of any night this season. He's got one. Working out a stretch. Now a set. Here's a pitch. Swung on and take a drive to the left center field. Bearing to his left. Going to reach up and make another good grab. That's Aaron Hogan. Aaron Hogan made a tremendous catch in the foul corner there. Left side way deep. A couple of innings ago. Probably got that captured. On internet TV, we'll mention broadcastsport.net using film for this game. You can watch it on their station. They got WKDI, that's radio, and putmeinsports.com, internet radio. Here comes the pitch. Low and outside, steal second base, slide in there head first is Evan Genhart. Ryan Schumer, left-handed batter's box, strike. Taken right there. Safe at second is Genhart. No bunt needed. Two outs. Here in the top of the third, pitch comes in. Tight. Knee high. Called strike. Ryan Schumer not really hugging the plate. Not too bad. Pitch came inside. Elected not to swing. Ryan Schumer, a lot of times, he only needs one. Here comes the pitch. From Grass, inside and tight, as low, ball one. One ball, two strikes. Left-handed batter's box, peering in, looking at signals. Working out the stretch is Braden Grass. He'll check second base out of the set. Pitch comes in, swung on. Base hit between first and second base. Going to get to right field. Jackson Boss going to pick it up. Coming in to score from second base. So the Knights is Evan Dinghart. 2-1 ball game. Ryan Schumer going to jog into the dugout, put his gear on. Back out to run for Ryan Schumer again is Tyler Fox. Next batter going to step in for the Knights. Going to be number 16, T.J. Bell. T.J. Bell going to step in. His batting average, will not mention it. It's not too bad. It's just below the minimum for putting me in sports. But we'll mention number 16, 349 on base percentage. But sometimes that means more than a batting average. No balls, one strike. Right-handed batter, T.J. Bell. Working through the stretch. Now the set, Braden Grass. Swung on, swing and miss, trying to steal second base. Head first fly. Be safe in there. And no call. So evidently safe without a problem is Tyler Fox. Right-handed batter's box, T.J. Bell. Working from a stretch, now the set. Here comes the pitch. Outside of ball. Working right there on the diamond. Steps back in. T.J. Bell, right here in the batter's box. He'll take a swing. It's going to go foul ball. Out of play. T.J. Bell, right here in the batter's box. One ball, two strikes. Two outs. Top of the second inning, one run in. A 2-1 ball game. Knights in front, swing and a miss. It's going to be a job third strike. They're going to tag him outside the box. And going to be a pretty strong tag right there by Andrew Wazar. And the Knights leave one on base. They come up with one run. They're working right there. And we'll mention in this ballgame, we'll mention this game is brought to you in part by PutneyInSports.com. Since 2008, PutneyInSports.com had been bringing internet radio high school sports to the listening ears of the IHSAA fans. Football in the fall, basketball in the winter, and baseball each spring. We welcome you to continue listening to high school sports, and we thank you for listening to PutneyInSports.com. We're working on the diamond. We'll go ahead and mention. We have not mentioned around the diamond for the Knights. Knights pitcher in the ballgame is Ben Mazur, number 27. Doing the catching for the Knights is number 7, Ryan Schumer. At first base, Justin Brady. Justin Brady, number 32. Second base is Owen Munn. Where's number 12? Shortstop is Evan Dinghart, number 24. At third base is Billy Owens, number 15. In left field, 25, Carter Johnson. Center field, number 33, Bren Robbins. In right field, number 20, Caden Minnick. Stepping into bat for South Central. Where's number 12? He bats first in the lineup for South Central. We'll mention he's stepping in, batting 344. He's going to take a foul ball straight back out of play. That's Zach Hanshar. Hanshar, 344 average, right-handed batter's box. 442 on base percentage. This comes in, swinging a miss. Count goes 0-2. Hanshar entered this ball game with 113 plate appearances, 96 official at-bats. He has foul ball right side. Got a piece of that breaking pitch. He stays in the box with the 0-2. 33 hits on the season. 6 doubles. He's got 2 home runs. 17 RBI. He scored 33 runs himself. Swain a miss. They go down swaying. Next batter will step in. Working on the diamond right there. Number 8, Thomas Sullivan. Tom Sullivan, it's Tommy Sullivan, right-handed batter. He's going to step in. He got a 329 right-handed batter's box, 465 on base percentage. First pitch to Sullivan, high and away, ball one. Sullivan, 25 hits on the season, 5 doubles. He's got a home run, 22 RBIs across the plate, 17 times. Double check that across the plate. I think I misspoke there. across the plate 28 times. He's got 22 RBI with that home run included. Right into batter's box. Here comes the 1-1. He's going to take a drive. He's going to float in, trying to make the catch here. Brent Robbins couldn't get to it. It's going to be a base hit in about anybody's book and anybody's defense. So safe at first base is Tommy Solomon. Next batter going to step in, number 19, Bradley Farrell. Brad Farrell, I'm sure he hears a little bit about Will Farrell sometimes, but he probably doesn't matter. Will Farrell, pretty good guy. Behind the camera and in front of the camera. Left-handed batter, Brad Farrell. Becomes a pitch. Breaking pitch. Finishes inside low, ball one. They're still back in looking for signals. No signals given. One out. We're in the bottom of the third inning. Knights up 2-1. Pickoff move, first base nonchalant. No tag applied by Justin Brady. They'll step back in, left-handed batter's box. Brad Farrell. Brad Farrell, he's batting 479 in the left-handed batter's box. That is good. That's an understatement. 479 and 532 on base percentage. Entering this game with 109 plate appearances. 94 official at-bats. Outside of ball. Two balls, no strikes. Farrell has a team lead with 45 hits. 45 hits, that's six doubles, six triples, one home run. Becomes a pitch. No pickoff move, first base. A little more velocity, a little bit high off target. Safe at first base. Peering in, looking at singles out of stretch. Now the set, Ben Mazur. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. Backdoor curveball. Started outside, worked its way back into the plate. That's one of the reasons you see a lot of switch hitters. Working from a stretch, now the set. Here comes the pitch. Low for a ball. Will Farrell. Should say Brad Farrell, Bradley Farrell. Where's number 19? He got 30 RBI. He scored 45 runs himself. Safe at first base. Head first slide. Working right there on the diamond. Getting it modestly, taking it half a step at a time. Not crossing over. He's seen. Here comes the pitch. Ground ball, shortstop. Hard hit ball. Going to get off the glove as the hop comes up a bit. Taller than most would think. Goes into center field. Picked up there by Brent Robbins. Runners at first and second base. One out, getting ready to bat. The four hitter for South Central. Bryce Glitchick wears number 7. Batting 380, left-handed batter's box. 436 on base. Timeout on the diamond. Coach Fournay going to walk out and meet with his infield right there at the pitcher's mound. And we'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Reynolds Farm Equipment since 1955. They're located at 1451 East 276th Street, Atlanta, Indiana. You can reach them on the web at reynoldsfarmequipment.com. And right there inside Reynolds Farm Equipment, you'll find Titus Bakery and Deli. Hours of operation for Reynolds, Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5 p.m. Saturday, 7:30 to 12 noon. Sunday closed. Titus Bakery and Deli, they're open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Saturday, 7 to noon. You can join them for a hot breakfast and or lunch. Reynolds Farm Equipment and Titus Bakery and Deli. Stepping back in, number 7, Bryce Glitchick. Working from the stretch, now the set. First pitch comes in, breaking pitch, low and inside. One ball, no strikes. Left-handed batter's box, he wears number 7. He's got 34 RBI. He's got 11 doubles, he's got 2 home runs. Outside of ball. Bryce Grissick will step back in. 22 runs himself. He's walked three times. Stepping back off the rubber. Ben Mazur will step back in. He'll peer in, look at signals from Ryan Schumer. Runner at second and first base, first and second. One out, bottom of the third, ground ball in the infield. Fielded by Owen Munn, he's going to go to second base. Get a force out at second, fielder's choice with two outs. The Satellites have runners on the corners.
That's not a right fielder.
Next batter going to step in. Where's number 32? Jackson Boss. Jackson Boss playing right field. You're going to get some conversation right here. Coach Coulter is going to call timeout, make an adjustment with his running situation. Going to first base to do the running for Bryce Grissick is going to be number 5, Colin Ward. Colin Ward, a member of the sophomore class. That works right there on the diamond. And we'll mention sophomore class, pretty loaded for South Central with 15 sophomores. Not on today's roster. 2 juniors, and I misspoke, 7 seniors. Here comes the pitch from Mazur. Going to be a block right here. Good block. Lateral from Schumer. The low pitch in the dirt. Count goes 1 ball, no strikes. 2 outs. Bottom of the third, runners now at second and third base. Taking second base on the misplayed baseball is Colin Ward. Colin Ward also listed as a pitcher. Working from the right into the batter's box. Here's the pitch. High for a ball. 32, Jackson Boss. 1 foot in, 1 foot out. Looking for signals, none given. Runners at second and third. 2 outs, bottom of the third. 2-1 ball game, Knights in front. Working out of a set. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch, perfectly placed. Middle half of the plate, finished away. Count goes 2 balls, 1 strike. 2-1 count, 32, Jackson Boss. Out of the set, Ben Mazur. Outside edge, going to call a strike. 2 balls, 2 strikes. 2 outs. Right-handed batter. Right there. It's 32, Jackson Boss. Out of the set, here comes the 2-2 pitch. Breaking pitch, got a piece of it. Let's say the box. Going to go back to the screen. 32, Jackson Boss. Jackson Boss batting in the 5th position for South Central. Out of the set, here comes the 2-2 again. Swung on to take a punch right side and stay in the box. Protecting the zone, doing a pretty fine job doing that. That's Jackson Boss. Just step back in. 2-2 count. Peering in, looking at signals. Timeout on the diamond. Time called by Ryan Schumer. He's going to relay information. He's going to jog out, talk to his pitcher. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Runners at second and third base, bottom of the third inning. Going to be a good ball game following this one. They'll have ample time between games. It'll be a good ball game. Going to be the 4A class. You'll see it. You can hear it from other stations. We'll let you know those stations here momentarily that you can hear the ball game from. Working out the stretch, now the set. Becomes a 2-2. Ground ball in the infield. Going to be a good stop by Evan Dienhard to throw to first base. Almost had the play. Throw at home plate. Safe at home. Going to clear the bases. 2 runs in on the hard hit foul ball, fair ball on the grass. It was hot. Evan Dienhard worked to his left, sprawled out, made the stop. Came up, made a throw to first base. It was one hop off the dirt. It was a difficult play. Justin Brady couldn't hold it. He had it, but he couldn't hold it. Safe at first base. 2 RBI hit for Jackson Boss. Jackson Boss with a quality at bat. Peering in, looking at signals. out of the stretch, now the set. Next batter in, Andrew Wazar. Here's the pitch. Outside of ball. Wazar stepping in. Where's number 16? Wazar batting 244. 370 on base percentage. Here comes the pitch. Outside of ball. Two balls, no strikes. Right-handed batter, Andrew Wazar. Peering in, looking at signals. Ben Mazur, the check first base, out of the stretch. Now the set. Here comes the pitch from Mazur. Swung on, you know, pop one, foul territory. He'd be hard to get to. Ryan Schumer gave it a good chase. As mentioned, a lot of foul territory right here. By design, a good ballpark. Count goes two balls, one strike. And some words of encouragement right there halfway to third base from Coach Coulter. Step back in. Two balls, one strike. Peering in, looking at signals. Out of the stretch, he'll check first base. That's Ben Mazur, junior class pitcher. Here comes the pitch. He'll pop one up on the infield. Major League fly ball called for by Evan Dienhart. Billy Owens gives way. Evan Dienhart makes the catch. Either one could have made the catch. Catch is made by the Knights. In the bottom of the third inning, South Central come up with two. At the end of three complete, South Central 3, Central Catholic 2. So they're working on the diamond right there. We'll miss it. This game is also in part being brought to you by Century 21 Real Estate. That's Lisa Stokes Bear. Enthusiasm, experience, and knowledgeable. Lisa Stokes Bear. She's a real estate agent. She's a real estate broker. Lisa listens. Lisa Stokes Bear. Century 21 Sheets Company. She serves Hamilton, Tipton, and Madison counties. She's done that since 1997, and she's working there fever frame. I'm going to ask for some help right here. I appreciate it very much, sir. You're going to pick that up. The wind is blowing. As mentioned, it's blowing out to center field. Well, Mitchell Lisa specializes in residential and corporate relocations. Contact Lisa by phone or by text message, 317-513-4086. Again, 317-513-4086. Lisa Stokes Bear, a passion to prove her professionalism. Let Lisa surpass your expectations. Again, we'll mention that second game. Second game, I believe. Let me not say that. I'm not sure that's correct. But this game is being covered by three broadcast stations. BroadcastSports.net, WKBI Radio, and PutMeInSports.com, Internet Radio. So they're getting ready to toss one down. Top of the fourth inning on the way. Next batter to step in for the Knights is going to be number 32, Justin Brady. Justin Brady getting ready to step in for the Knights. They're going to toss one down. It's going to be from the hand of the catcher, Andrew Wazar. Where's number 16? Good ball game in the works right here. You knew it would be. Well doing right here at the ballpark in La Porte. Straight away, they got a fence, probably about 5 feet high. When it gets out to center field, it's got a nice backdrop. A little bit taller, probably 8 feet high by 16 feet left to right. The dark fence mesh. And they got slicer on the left side of that center field apparatus and baseball on the right side. Club out 3 foot letters. They're outlined in white. They are orange letters. You got a warning track. It's 15 feet. This field is nice, and you don't have any problem with knowing that the IHSAA picked a good field. Here comes the pitch. Inside and tight, a ball. Going to get off the glove of Wazar. One ball, no strikes. Justin Brady. Going to step back in. Justin Brady batting 256 on the season. 385 on base percentage. They'll take a strike across the plate. Count goes 1-1. You'll step back in. Justin Brady has 8 doubles and a home run along with 21 RBI. Pitch comes in high and away. 2 balls, 1 strike. Very few signals given, if any. Got some bullpen activity left side for South Central. Pitch comes in. Knee high, right across the inside part of the dish. Down goes 2-2. First batter, top of the fourth. 3-2 ball game. Satellites in front. Can be dropped through strike, I believe so. They're called a strike. Not sure if it's short off the glove. They'll throw it around the infield. Act like it was caught. 1 out here in the top of the fourth. Next batter going to step in. It's going to be number 25, Carter Johnson. Carter Johnson, definitely a team player, senior class member. Pitch comes in high and away. Ball one. He'll tap the plate far and near. Here comes the pitch. High for ball two. 2 balls, no strikes. Carter Johnson batting .259 on the season. .456 on base percentage. Pitch comes in. High, ball three. Just above the zone. Carter Johnson may be taking this pitch. We'll find out. Here comes the pitch. High and away, ball four. It's like a four-pitch walk. They're jogged down to first base. Might be a timeout. We'll see. Next batter will step in, Caden Minnick. Going to be a timeout on the diamond. Coach Bournet going to make an adjustment in the lineup right here. Not much, probably. Home plate umpire going to get his miniature stenographer's pad out. He'll make some adjustments on that stenographer's pad, and that's one thing at the high school level. You keep a pad and keep the changes in it with your cards that the coaches give you for lineups before the game. And he keeps track of that. And he's got a pencil or a pen. He's doing a fine job. Chose to be right here in the ports. These guys that are umpiring, they have to qualify. Pretty much they qualify and are elected to be here. That's a good thing for them and the citizens. Working out the stretch, now the set. Here's the pitch. Outside of ball. 1 ball, no strikes. Caden Minnick stepping back in. Caden Minnick, .278, left-handed batter's box. .384 on base percentage. Working out the set. Here comes the pitch from Grass. Pretty good velocity, finished high and away. Timeout on the diamond. Andrew Wazar, the catcher, going to jog out. Talk to Braden Grass. Just briefly, iron something out. Caden Minnick, 91 plate appearances entering this ballgame, 72 official at-bats. Caden Minnick, 12 hits, those are singles, 7 doubles and a triple. 20 RBI. He's walked 8 times in 91 plate appearances. Here comes the pitch. Strike called. 2 balls, 1 strike. Caden Minnick, 1 foot in, 1 foot out, looks at signals. Finishes the signals. Coach Bournet with a hand clap. Runner at first base, here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Pretty good cut right there, Caden Minnick. Caden Minnick going to look at signals. 1 out. Top of the fourth inning. 3-2 ball game. Satellites in front. Here's the pitch. Swung on. He'll take one out of play. Just underneath the baseball. Count remains 2-2. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Ball is in play. Runner at first base for the Knights. Tyler Fox. He'll get back safely, hit first. Tyler Fox probably could get another step on that lead if he wanted to and his coach would allow him to. We'll see if he's going to stay put or if he's going to take off for second base. Pick up the 2-0 pickoff move. They're going to get him. Just as I say that, just a slight hesitation to get back to first base and he'll walk his jog back to the dugout. Stepping back in, Caden Minnick. The pitch from the windup, nobody on base. Here's the pitch. swing and a miss. It jog back to the dugout. 8 minutes. 3 outs south of the fourth inning. No runs, no hits. Nobody left on base at the end of 3.5. Satellite 3. Knights 2. We'll miss the next batter. Excuse me. Also bringing this game to you, in part, is Larson and Sons Target Sports at 408 South Main Street, Sheridan, Indiana, 46069. You can reach them by phone at 317-758-5886. Their number is 317-758-5886. New and used certified gun sales. Buy, sell, trade. Gunsmithing and repairs at Target Sports. We'll mention you can visit them on Facebook at Larson and Sons Target Sports. And we'll mention you can ask them about a local gun range for safe practice shooting at Target Sports in Sheridan. I'll remember now what this note means. We'll mention the other half of the bracket in the Class 1A is Shakamak and Tecumseh. Their games slated is starting now. It started at 1 p.m. We'll mention you can catch that game at Rutgers Field. That's in Jasper High School. Jasper High School, WNDI FM 95.3 and WREF FM. If you want to tune that in, you can Google those. You can find out how you can listen. Stepping in, right-handed batter's box, South Central. First pitch from Mazur, squaring the bunt. Thought about a bunt, reached for it, offered strike one. It's number 3, shortstop Jacob Oman. Jacob Oman stepping in, batting 317 on the season, 426 on base percentage. Here comes a wind in the pitch. Breaking pitch, perfectly placed. Began at the elbow, broke right across. Righty facing the righty. Jacob Oman and Mazur. They're striking out, looking outside edge, kneecap high. They throw it around the diamond. One out on the diamond, stepping into bat, Aaron Hogan. Aaron Hogan has made some good catches, left field and foul territory, deep in the corner. Right-handed batter. Here comes a wind from Mazur. Outside edge, called strike. Aaron Oman wears number 2. Aaron Oman will mission on the season. Double check here. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. Let's it go by. Count goes 0-2. Step back in. Here comes the third pitch to Oman. Swing a miss. That in daily, jog back to the dugout to throw the ball around the infield. And next batter going to step in for South Central. Can be the center fielder, number 23, Brandon Young. Brandon Young, 9 hitter. Pretty good average. Left-handed batter's box. Munition on base at 341%. Going to foul one right side of that left-handed batter's box. We picked up by the ball guy. They got a ball guy there. They got a ball guy in the left field line up against the fence. MLB, you usually see ball girls. Here comes the pitch. Be a bunt out front of the plate. Going to be fielded by Mazur. Still short of first base. Justin Grady going to get the foot out. The Knights set him down in order. At the end of 4 innings, a 3-2 ball game, South Central ahead of Central Catholic. We do thank you for tuning in. And we'll mention a little bit about each school. South Central Satellites. Not sure this got on the beginning. South Central Satellites. They have a school enrollment of 322. They're Class 1A. Sectional 50. They hosted that sectional. And then we'll mention 7 in their sectional, which are Argus, Culver Community, La Crosse, Oregon Davis, South Bend. Excuse me, South Bend. Let's get some space here. South Bend Career Academy, South Central, and Triton. The principal is Ben Anderson. Their athletic director is John Haggard. The assistant AD, there are two, Marissa Santana and Buzz Shaw. South Central High School, located at 9808 South 600 West, Union Mills, Indiana, 46382. That's in northern Indiana. You can reach them by phone at 219-767-2266. On the web at satelliteathletics.com. On Twitter, it's at South Central AG. They wear the colors red, white, and navy. They perform in the Porter County Conference. Porter County Conference, they finished second of eight teams in the conference. In that conference is Boone Grove. Central Catholic, familiar with them. Also Hebron, familiar with them. Couch, Morgan Township, South Central, Tri-Township, Washington Township, and Westville. Head coach is Zach Coulter. They entered the game 21 wins, 9 losses. They finished 6-1 in the conference. Here comes the first pitch, top of the fifth, breaking pitch in that first strike. Bren Robbins, right-handed batter's box. It stepped back in. Working from the windup, here comes the pitch. Inside and low. Double check here. Count goes 1-1. Strike comes in. Taken for strike. I missed the pitch and change in the ball game now. Doing the pitching for South Central is 19, Brad Farrell. We get by the club here. We get a drop third strike, I do believe. I look up. Ball's in the dirt. Gets by the catcher. He's going to jog down to first base. Safe at first base. Bren Robbins. 0-9 going to bat again. Leadoff batter for the Knights. He led this game off. Only leadoff batter in the game. Get some signals from Coach Bordenay. He'll step back in. Bren Robbins in running at first base. Working out the stretch. Right here is Brad Farrell. Out of the set, here's the pitch. High for a ball. We're missing Brad Farrell. Where's number 19? He enters the game with 34 in the third innings. An ERA of .82. This is his 12th appearance. He's 5 wins, 1 loss. He faced 157 batters before entering the ballgame here. 35 walks. He struck out 75. Those are according to Max Preps. Max Preps, always not exactly what you're looking at. But we hope so. Pickoff move, first base, trying to keep him close. Bren Robbins at first base. Peering in, looking at signals. He'll check first base out of stretch. Now the set. Here's the pitch. Inside tight for a ball. Down goes 2-0. Owen Munn, right-handed batter. A year ago, his role was a lot of running. He scored a lot of runs. Last year, as a courtesy runner, he's the leadoff man. Pitch comes in, strike called. Step in, step out now, look at signals. Coach Bordenay in a modest lead here at first base. Bren Robbins, one out, top of the fifth. The foul one right side, out of play. Got some houses here nearby. I'm sure they might have some dimples on their siding, but they probably don't care. Maybe they do. But not much you can do about it. 2-2. Steps back in. Ball is live. Ball's in play. Set position. Kickoff move. Definitely nonchalant. No tag applied. A little bit of a banana throw over to first base. Trying to keep him close. Bren Robbins has some wheels. My guess is South Central did some homework. Here's the pitch. Swing and miss, foul tip. In the glove, got a piece of it, caught by Andrew Wazar. He'll walk back to the dugout. Next batter going to step in, Evan Genehart. Genehart, right-handed batter. Step back in, peering in, looking at signals. Is Brad Farrell. Out of the stretch, now the set, here's the pitch. High for a ball. Bren Robbins at first base. Scoreboard says one out. 1-0, no strikes. Looking out of the set, here's the pitch. Right there, top of the zone, strike called. Count goes 1-1. Sometimes that one strike you get on you is what you need for the encouragement. Just waiting, here comes the pitch. Outside and low, ball 2. 2 balls, 1 strike, 1 out. 1 foot in, 1 foot out. Signals given, Coach Bordenay. Tune in, looking over at first base, out of stretch. It's Farrell, now the set. Another nonchalant banana toss over to first base. Back in there, head first, safe. That's first base. Bren Robbins. Giving Bren a little bit of a workout right there. The pitcher's mound is Brad Farrell. Going to look over at first base, out of stretch. Now the set. Here comes the pitch. Going to foul one, right side, going to float out of play. Other fans from the second game arriving, getting a good look at a good 1A contest. Baseball is baseball. The A, or 4As, sometimes not that meaningful. Pickoff move at first base. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Right-handed batter's box. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch, finishes high. Take off the second base. Ball comes loose. Might have been a close play. Head first slide, safe is Bren Robbins. Slid up and over the bag. Stayed in contact. Ball loose anyway. 3 balls, 2 strikes. 1 out. Catcher, Wazar, going to walk out and have a bit of a conversation with Brad Farrell. They broke up. They didn't say much. Runner at second base is Bren Robbins. 1 out, top of the 5th inning. In the batter's box for the Knights. Right-handed batter. He's going to jog to first base, Evan Dehart. Dehart's going to go to first. Runners on first and second. Next batter going to step in. Going to be number 27, Ben Mazur. Ben Mazur, right-handed batter's box. Going to get a timeout on the diamond. Coach Bordenay going to talk with Mr. Mazur. Just a little bit of a conversation there. A little bit strategical. Both players, pretty good IQ on the baseball diamond. I say players, Coach Bordenay. Purdue Boilermakers, second baseman. He wouldn't tell you that, but I went ahead and said it. Working from the stretch, peering in, looking at signals, is Brad Farrell. Right into the batter's box, out of the set, pitch comes in. Tight for a ball. Had to kind of get out of the way of that one a little bit. Ben Mazur. 1 ball, no strikes. Runners at first and second, 1 out. Pitch comes in, bottom of the kneecap, strike called, right down the pipe. 1 ball, 1 strike. Much better have to swing a low pitch than a high pitch. Working out a set, here comes the 1-1. Tries to check his swing. They're going to say he wins. Not a real tough call for that one. Count goes 1-2. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Looking from the stretch, now the set. Farrell, Mazur. Going to strike him out. Outside edge. Let it go by. Sometimes, I'm saying sometimes, when you check your swing just slightly, it almost gives a license to go ahead and call the strike when it's in the catcher's glove. Sometimes you wonder about that. Stepping in, Ryan Schumer. Runners at first and second, 2 out. 4 hitter for the Knights, Ryan Schumer. Wind picked up, it's blown straight out to center field. Ryan Schumer can reach this fence, but they're going to get a pickoff at first base. So they throw over to first base, and he'll walk off the diamond. Let's jog off now. 3 outs in the inning. Knights lead 2 aboard, actually 1 aboard. And we'll go to the bottom of the fifth. Knights come up with no runs in the top of the fifth. Going to the bottom of the fifth, Satellites go to bat. It's a 3-2 ball game. Satellites in front. And we'll also mention a little bit about the Knights. Central Catholic Knights High School. They have a school enrollment of 293. They're Class 1A, Sectional 53. They also hosted their sectional, six teams participating. That's Attica, Covington, Faith Christian, Lafayette Central Catholic, North Vermilion, and Riverton Park. Their principal at Central Catholic High School is Melissa Robertson. The athletic director is Tim Bourdonnais. The assistant athletic directors are Julia Denhart and Nate Geno. Lafayette Central Catholic High School is located at 2410 South 9th Street, Lafayette, Indiana, 47909. You can dial them up at 765-474-2496. On the web, it's lccathletics.com. On Twitter, it's at @LCC_athletics. They wear the colors navy and white. They participate in the Hoosier Conference. There's an East and a West division. In the East, it's Lewis Cass, Hamilton Heights, Northwestern, Tipton, Western. In the West, it's Benton Central, Central Catholic, Rensselaer Central, Twin Lakes, West Lafayette. The Knights entered today's ballgame with a 25-win, 6-loss situation. We'll mention they're 8-1. They finished 8-1 and got first place in the Hoosier Conference 2022. The head coach, an 87 graduate from Central Catholic High School, Tim Bourdonnais, stepping in. Bottom of the fifth inning. Satellites going to bat. First batter, number 12, Zach Hanchar, to take a first pitch strike. No balls, one strike. The set back in. Now the wind up, Ben Mazur. Pitch comes in high and tight, ball one. One ball, one strike. Steps back in, Hanchar, right-handed batter facing the righty. Breaking pitch, stayed with it, took it to right field. Textbook hit on a breaking pitch by Hanchar.
Tommy
Sullivan going to bat here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Tommy Sullivan plays first base. Where's number 8? He's going to step into the right-handed batter's box. Signals given, third base coach Zach Coulter. Peering in, looking at signals. Out of a stretch, he'll check first base. Not a lot of lead there. We're going to have a set now as Ben Mazur. Here's the pitch to Sullivan. He's trying to put a bunt down. He'll bunt it back to the screen. Coming into cover from third base is Billy Owens. Squared somewhat on time. Wasn't really trying to bunt for a hit. Along with attempt for a sacrifice. Just trying to do his job. Here comes the 0-1 pitch from Mazur. He'll square again. He'll try to offer. He'll not get a piece of it this time. Breaking pitch, finished low. Count goes 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Right-handed batter's box, Tommy Sullivan. Here comes the pitch from Ben Mazur. Long stretch, long set. Breaking pitch. Ben Mazur somewhat throwing a little bit, falling left on the mound. Not a whole lot, but a little bit. Looking from the stretch, peering in. Here comes the pitch, the 1-2, outside of ball. Two balls, two strikes. Peering in, looking at signals. From catcher Ryan Schumer. In the batter's box, Tommy Sullivan. Swinging a miss. He'll go down swinging. One out. Bottom of the fifth inning. Next batter to step in. Pitcher of record. He's the relief pitcher in this ballgame. About a moderate, medium relief pitcher right there in a matter of innings. He'll write something on the dirt right there. Four steps in. Left-handed batter's box, Brad Farrell. Where's number 19? He'll step in, working against Ben Mazur. out of the stretch. Now the set becomes a pitch. Breaking pitch, he tries to hold it. Check swing called a strike at home plate. No balls, one strike. Except the wristband. Left-handed batter here has it on his left arm. Working from the stretch. Now the set, Ben Mazur. Comes the 0-1 pickoff move, first base. Trying to keep him close. Trying to get his catcher, Ryan Schumer, every opportunity to throw him out should he try to steal second base. Peering in, looking at signals, working out of the stretch. Now out of the set, here's the pitch. Foul ball back to the screen. Count goes 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Brad Farrell. Some balls made live after the foul ball. Ball's in play, out of stretch. Now the set for Mazur. Time called at home plate. Granted to 19, Brad Farrell. O-2 count, a step back in. Ball's live, ball's in play. Runner at first base. One out. Bottom of the fifth. High and away. Pretty good velocity right there. Hitting the glove well is Ben Mazur. One ball, two strikes. One out. Bottom of the fifth, one runner aboard for South Central. Breaking pitch, back door. You need to let it go by. It's called a ball. Two balls, two strikes. One out. Just step back in. Brad Farrell, the three hitter for the Satellites. Outside of ball. Three balls, two strikes. 3-2 count. He'll step back in. Peering in, looking at signals. Working out a stretch, now the set, Mazur and Farrell. Oh. Evidently that horse shoes the plate. Also, they jog down the first base. They jog down the first base. Brad Farrell going to put the run mitt on, the sliding mitt. Getting ready to bat, we're going to see the four-hitter once again, Bryce Glitzy. Bryce Glitzy got aboard last time, give way for a courtesy runner. Left-handed batter. He gets some good encouraging words from Coach Coulter from third base. He'll step in. Tap the plate a couple times. Where's number seven, batting 380? He got 11 doubles, a couple of home runs. Tried to check his swing. Strike called. With the velocity of these two pitchers today, I should say three, difficult to check a swing. If you want a swing, you probably got a swing. If you want a knot, probably shouldn't. But here comes the pitch from Mazur. He'll pop one up. Easy catch for Evan Jeanhart at the lip of the grass up here behind the dirt. Second out here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Next batter going to step in. It's going to be number 32, Jackson Voss. Jackson Voss playing right field in the ballgame. Not a lot of action for him in this ballgame. Batting is a different story. Right-handed batter will step in. Batting 324. Runners at first and second base. Bottom of the fifth. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. No balls, one strike. Steps back in. Jackson Voss. Where's number 32 for South Central? Working out a stretch. Now the set. The check second base a couple times. Pitch comes in. Ball. Outside hitch. Just outside the ball. Count goes 1-1. One ball, one strike. Two outs. Mazur peering in. Working out a stretch. Now the set. He'll check second. Pickoff move, pirouette, clockwise, no throw. Covering second base, timing pattern right there was Evan Jeanhart. Right-handed batter. One ball, one strike. Out of the set, Mazur. Pitch comes in. Breaking pitch, swinging a miss. Count goes 1-2, one ball, two strikes. Bottom of the fifth inning, a one-run ball game. South Central, 3-2, leading the Knights. Working out of the stretch, now the set. Check second base, here comes the 1-2. Outside of ball. Profile view of these pitches, a bit misleading. Calling a pretty good 22-inch plate. I got to mention the umpire on the velocity pitches. Here comes the pitch. Foul ball around home plate. Two balls, two strikes. Home plate umpire delivers the baseball to Ben Mazur. Might have got a piece of Schumer. Nevertheless, giving him a chance to take a little breather. Weather's pretty nice, probably getting near 80, might be 75 degrees. Absolutely perfect for the game of baseball. 2-2 count, two out. Ball is in play. Right-handed batter, first and second base runners. Working out a stretch, now a set. Ben Mazur checks second. Swing and a miss. They throw down the first base. They'll get out of the inning. They'll not give up a run. They leave two aboard as the satellite will go to the top of the sixth inning. Knights will pass. 3-2 ball game. And we do thank you for tuning in to PutMeInSports.com. Good ball game in the works right here. And we'll mention, we'll talk just a little bit about last night, concert there in Noblesville, REO Speedwagon 6, Loverboy. Several people went. I think people went there, traveled from far away. That was the quarterback, Kevin Cronin, Tommy Shaw, the quarterback of 6, and Mike Reno, the quarterback of Loverboy. I got to mention REO Speedwagon. They began in 1967. I'll mention something after the game. I did watch something the other day on TV. I thought this would be interesting to mention. Both these schools, all three of them, playing rock and roll music between innings. Listen, here are the top 10 of 25 rock and roll rankings for bands. I'm in agreement with most of it, but anyway, number 10, it's AC/DC. Number 9, U2. Number 8, Rush. Number 7, Pink Floyd. Number 6, The Who. Number 5, The Beach Boys. I like them, even though their songs are all less than about 3 minutes. Number 4, Queen and Freddie Mercury. You know Freddie Mercury. Strong voice indeed. Number 3, Led Zeppelin. Number 2, Rolling Stones. And number 1, The Beatles. And I also wanted to mention, right now we are in the territory of Mr. Delray Brooks. Delray Brooks, co-MVP basketball. Right here at LaPorte. And we are very thankful for Mr. Delray Brooks and what he meant to the game of basketball, especially at IU. Stepping into bat, going to be Ryan Schumer. Ryan Schumer wears number 7. There comes a wind and a pitch. Outside ball 1. Just step out of the batter's box and step back in. 1 ball, no strikes. Working for him to wind up, Brad Farrell. Ground ball, first base side. Good stop by first baseman Tommy Sullivan. Scrolls out to his right. Makes the stop and throws from a seated position to a good cover for the pitcher. Covering for the pitcher right there. That was Brad Farrell getting the put out. 1 out here in the top of the 6th. Going to step back in. Going to bat again, T.J. Bell. T.J. Bell going to step in. Going to get a conversation. Might be a mask, catcher's mask difficulty right there for catcher Andrew Wazar. He's going to switch to the red mask from the blue mask. Probably has happened before. They look like they were not doing that for the first time. But sometimes you just like one mask better than the other. So we'll also mention, got to mention David Barrett. David Barrett, nice basketball coach. What a coach. I tell you what, he loves his kids. He went to the final game, I think, there at that Indianapolis at least a couple of times got a win. But David Barrett, wish him well. You know, he's gonna stay around the game of basketball. But one thing I wanted to mention, he was a classmate and a teammate with Tim Bourdonnais. They both graduated in 1987. They both played baseball together. They grew up together. And in the year of 1986, David Barrett's junior season in baseball, he set the single season batting average record, and it still stands to this day, .574 for the season. Wow. I think they both went to Purdue. Might have both played at Purdue. I'm not sure if David did. I asked him one time. He modestly might have said yes or no. I couldn't tell. But what a quality guy, David Barrett. Here we go, back in the ballgame. Outside and short hop the glove. Going to get back to the screen. Going to get by the glove of Wazar. One ball, no strikes. Knights batting, top of the sixth. T.J. Bell, right-handed batter. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch, outside of ball. Down goes 2-0. Two balls, one strike. I take that back. Two balls, no strikes to T.J. Bell. Here comes the pitch from Farrell. Reaching back, has pretty good velocity. About to reach back for a little more MPH there, outside of ball. Three balls, no strikes. One out. Top of the sixth. Here's the pitch. Outside edge. Knee high. Well placed. Down goes 3-1. Some more mild activity. Left side in the bullpen for South Central. Outside of ball. He'll jog to first base. Breaking pitch. Broke early. Good block by catcher Andrew Wazar. Gets tied out on the diamond. Both coaches going to ask for time right here. Coach Bourdonnais going to make an adjustment. Home plate, stenographer's pad. Coach going to walk out with South Central. Got a clipboard and some papers in his hand. He's going to talk to his infielder right there at the pitcher's mound. And they'll talk it over, get ready for some more continuance here in the top of the sixth inning. So they're working right there on a diamond. And we do thank you for tuning in. And we'll mention this game is, in part, being brought to you by Dean's Auto Parts. That's CarQuest Auto Parts at 1110 South Peru Street. That's Cicero, Indiana, 46034. The south edge of Cicero at Cicero Town Plaza. Team members at CarQuest Auto Parts in Cicero, they're there to ensure that you get the right parts the first time. You can reach them by phone at 317-984-4931. That's Dean's Auto Parts in Cicero. Stepping back in, Justin Brady. Working from the stretch. Here comes the pitch. Outside of ball. Knights running at first base. Nathan Bass getting his call to run at first base. Got some wheels. Here comes the swing and a miss there. We'll mention one ball, one strike. Stepping back in, looking at signals out, one foot in, one foot out. Coach Bourdonnais, a lot of signals given. Trying to get Nathan Babs back on the base to receive the signals. When the pitcher's not on the rubber, no reason. I mean, if he's on the rubber, get your lead. If he's not, be careful. One ball, no strikes. To take that back, 1-1 count to Justin Brady. Nonchalant throw to first base. Nathan Babs getting back safely. Stepping back in, left-handed batter, Justin Brady. Out of the set, Brad Farrell. Pitch comes in, inside edge. Called strike. Pretty good placement last time at bat for Brady. He put a ball in the same spot. Tim goes one ball, two strikes. Working from the stretch, now the set. High and tight. Going to get a piece of Brady this time. A bit inside. Home plate umpire going to jog out. Going to get a ball to the right hand. Get it back in the glove of Bradley Farrell. Time out on the diamond. Andrew Wazar going to jog out. Have conversation right there at the pitcher's rubber. with Brad Farrell. Runners at first and second base for the Knights. One out, top of the sixth inning. Taking signals right here, getting ready to, making adjustments on the stenographer's pad. Carson Johnson re-entering the ballgame, I think. I'm not sure. I believe that's it. He's going to bat for sure. Carson Johnson, here's the pitch. Get a foul one. That's a check swing. It went immediately to the first row and behind it. Left side over the screen. Objects are closer than they appear. We got signs there at Victory Field. They'll see them next week. Somebody will. Here's the pitch. Pitch comes in outside of ball. One ball, one strike. Left-handed batter, Carter Johnson. Out of the set, Bradley Farrell. Outside, they're going to call a strike. Outside edge. Tim goes 1-2. We'll step back in, Carter Johnson. Peering in, looking at signals, Brad Farrell. Working out a stretch, now the set. Here comes a 1-2. Foul back to the screen. We stay in the batter's box again with a 1-2 pitch. Ball's not live. It's overthrown right there. Go to the pitcher's head. They'll pick it up. Anybody could have. Get it back in the glove. To Farrell. One ball, two strikes. Left-handed batter's box, Carter Johnson. Out of the set, here comes the pitch. It's going to be a hit-by-pitch. He turns his back, gets it off the gluteus maximus. Might have been the right cheek. Bases are loaded. Runners move up 90 feet. Next bat in the lineup is going to be number 20, Caden Minnick. One out on the diamond. We're in the top of the sixth inning. Satellite 3, Knights 2, Class 1A, Northern Territory, trying to get a win, either one of them, to play next week at Victory Field. Here comes the pitch. High for ball one. Caden Minnick. 1 foot in, 1 foot out. He looks for signal. Let's step back in. Both corners, first and third base, are in on the grass slightly. Here comes the pitch. Pitch comes in, taken for a strike. One ball, one strike. Peering in, looking at singles, looking out of a windup. Outside, ball two. Two balls, one strike. Looking at signals. Coach Ford has given many, many signals there. Finishes up with a hand clap. Runners on each base. Here comes the pitch. Outside, ball three. Three balls, one strike. Just ability captain. Step back on the rubber. Working from the windup, Brad Farrell. Caden Minnick, left-handed batter's box. The end, ball three, excuse me, ball four. And Mason Bass going to tie the ball game. Runners move up 90 feet. Bases still occupied. Each of them, next batter going to step in, it's going to be Bryn Robbins. Bryn Robbins, right-handed batter, playing center field in this ballgame. He pitched well last weekend in game one in the five-inning ballgame. Working on the diamond, working in the windup, Brad Farrell. First pitch, knee high, strike call. Pretty good velocity off of that right arm of Brad Farrell. Here and in, here comes the wind. High for ball one. One ball, one strike. Top of the sixth inning. 3-3 ball game. Here comes the wind. Inside a ball. Down goes 2-1. Two balls, one strike. One out. Top of the sixth. Corners are still in. First and third base. Here's the pitch. Strike call. Top of the zone. Not a bad pitch. Thigh high. Kemp goes 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, one out. And the wind here's a 2-2. Low for ball three. Good block by catcher Andrew Wazar. Count goes full. 3-2. Evan Deanhart faces loaded. Full count. Evan Deanhart, he's doing fine. Here comes a 3-2 pitch from Brad Farrell. Pitch comes in, called strike three. We'll let it go by. Stepping into that, going to be number 12, Owen Munn. Owen Munn going to bat with two outs. Base is still loaded. Top of the sixth, one run in. Tie ball game at three. Here's the pitch. Strike called inside edge, inside half, I should say. Right there near the kneecap. Step back in, Owen Munn. Here's the pitch. Just above the zone. Count goes 1-1. One ball, one strike. Just step back in. Owen Munn. Working from the windup. Brad Farrell. Tight for ball two. Check that. Yes, tight for ball two. Count goes 2-1. 2-1 count. Two outs. Top of the sixth inning. 3-3 ball game. Brad Farrell. Satellites. The pitch. Going to get by the catcher. Going to get back to the screen. It's going to stay near there on the bounce. Farrell coming in to score for the night from third base. I believe it's 32, Justin Brady. Don't quote me. And I mentioned, these dugouts are real dugouts. They're buried. They also have real dugouts at Nobleville at Forest Park. They're odd. I mean, they're a sacred commodity to have in-ground dugouts. They are nice. Here comes the pitch. He's dogged the first base. Owen Munn. They'll load the bases again. Andrew Wazar. Not a problem. He's a low pitch in the dirt. But that walk, kind of forgets all about that low pitch in the dirt. For the most part. Probably for Goldie's part. This is a team sport. 9 on the field. Yeah, 11 for football, but there's 9 there. And probably a DH. Pitch comes in. They're going to call a strike. Evan Deanhart is the batter. He's the two-hitter for the night. They'll look at signal. Third base coach. Tim Bourdais will step back in. Here comes the wind. Here's the pitch. High for ball one. Brad, working there as Brad Farrell, wanting to work a little quicker on the pitcher's rubber. I don't blame him. Here comes the pitch. Going to be a punt right back to Farrell. Going to be a banana throw to first base. They'll get the foot out. Three outs in the inning. Nice come up with two in the inning. They leave the bases loaded. At the end of five and a half, 4-3 ball game. Knight in front. Pretty good ball game in the works right here. Ought to be a good ball game coming up after this ball game. It'll be a 4A ball game. And Zionsville, one of the participating teams. Zionsville going to play against Penn. Gentleman beside me right now, I'm bothering him too much. I hope he don't mind. But Penn and Zionsville, 4A competition. Zionsville going to be over here. One of my relatives, sophomore pitcher. Kind of a distant relative. His grandma and grandpa are going to be right here to watch me. And that'll be fun. So anyway, that's the next game. This one is still a game for sure. So baseball game here on the diamond. Central Catholic Knights, the visitors. South Central Satellites, the home team. And they're having a good time as they play some John Cougar Mellencamp. Small town right here on the diamond. They work right here. Got a text message from Sierra. Sierra Wickham, youngest daughter. She's communicating with the family. That ought to be good. We're going to have a get together like most people are going to next weekend after the 17th and the 18th. That's high school baseball. Friday, there's going to be two games. There's not going to be one game on Friday and then three on Saturday. There's going to be two on Friday. Stay tuned to see what classes those will be. And that's going to be at 5:30 for the start time for the first one, and then about 8 o'clock for the second one on Friday. On Saturday, it's going to be 4:30 for the start time of the first one, and about 8 o'clock for the final one. But we don't know what classes are going to play when. And then the next day, you know, is Father's Day, and that's where you get together with the family. And celebrate Mother's Day, I think. Ground ball in the infield. Third base, Billy Owens, he's going to throw a high toss. It's going to be overhead. They'll get back to the screen. They'll work it, and they'll go into second base. Billy Owens, good dragon stop right there. And he's all right. They're going to have a runner at second base. At second base right now is number 16, Andrew Wazar. Andrew Wazar, the catcher. He's going to run for himself. This batter's going to step in. Jacob Oman, shortstop number 3, another right-handed batter. Working from the stretch, peering and looking at signals. Ben Mazur, at second base, going to try to put a bunt down. They will. They get it back to Mazur, field it, first baseline. They'll cover the bases, and that's Evan Jeanhart takes the throw. Mission accomplished. Right there for Oman, moves the runner to third base. Andrew Wazar at third base. That's the batter going to bat in the lineup. We're going to see a different batter in the lineup. We're going to see number 4. Number 4, Alex Newburn. Alex Newburn did do some pinch running, that's courtesy running, earlier in the ballgame. He's still qualified. He's a batter now. He's going to bat in the right-handed batter's box. Looks for signals. Third base coach. Coach Zach Coulter. Peering in looking at signals. One out on the diamond, bottom of the sixth inning. Runner at third base. Here comes the pitch. Outside edge. Kneecap high. Called strike. Peering back in looking at signals. Ben Mazur. Right-handed batter's box. Pitch comes in. Good block. Breaking pitch. Nice block by Ryan Schumer. Ryan Schumer called the pitch. He knew where it could be, and it was. Could be there, and it was. One ball, one strike. Working out of the stretch, now the set. Here comes the pitch. A bit high, ball 2. 2 balls, 1 strike. Runner at third base for the Satellites. A 1-run ball game. Knights in front, 4-3, becomes a pitch for Mazur. Drive, going to go between the first and second base, going to make it to the crowd. Line drive, going to tie the ball game as 16, Andrew Wazar, comes in to score on the base hit, RBI off the bat. Right there, of Newbern. Newbern enters the game, base hit. RBI. Kind of reminds you of a Dan Dreesen back in the day when he was the first DH ever put in the game, MLB, in the National League. Here comes a pitch from Ben Mazur, the square to bunt. Let's it go by, strike called. Step 1 foot in, 1 foot out, it'll check third base. 2 signals given. Step back in, after time to get in. Granted, didn't really need time, stepped in anyway. Here comes a right-handed pitch. Going to throw it over to first base. Pickoff move, probably about a B+. Pretty good velocity on that move. Back safely at first base is Newbern. Working in the left-handed batter's box and square the bunt. Squares the bunt. Thought he pulled a bat back. Decided he wanted to bunt. Anyway, strike on the offer. Count goes no balls, 2 strikes. Step back in. Working for the stretch, Ben Mazur. Here comes the 0-2 pitch from Mazur. Little pickoff move. Pickoff move again. Pretty good velocity. Gets back safety. Does Newbern. No tag applied by Justin Brady. steps back in, bit of an open chance right there for Aaron, excuse me, for Brandon Young. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch. Inside and tight. Brandon Young probably could have wore that if he wanted to. He decided not to, and maybe second guessing. I'm not sure. It doesn't matter. One ball, two strikes. One out on the diamond. Bottom of the sixth. Swing and a miss. So go down clean. Two outs on the diamond. Tie ball game at four. Some confidence, encouragement from shortstop Evan Jeanhart to classmate and teammate Ben Mazur. Right-handed batter's box, stepping in, Zach Henshaw. Got himself aboard last time with a hit. Here comes the pitch. Swung on, you'll pop one up on the infield. Justin Brady at first base, you know, thought about catching it. Owen Munn tried to make the catch, couldn't hold it at the last possible second. Owen Munn might have ran into a collision. We'll hope Owen Munn is okay. Might have ran into a collision. Right there, running out. The trainer on hand for LaPorte, I should say for South Central, is Danielle McIntyre. That's the trainer for South Central. Trainer for the Central Catholic Knights is Sarah Igo. The timeout on the diamond. Going to walk out. Coach Bournet going to have a conversation. Right there near the pitcher's mound. Runners on the corner. Next batter going to step in after this timeout. It's going to be Tom Sullivan. Tommy Sullivan going to bat. He's getting some words of encouragement right now from Coach Zach Coulter. 4-4 ball game. Runners on the corners. Two outs. Satellites batting in the bottom of the sixth inning. Wind kind of subsided a little bit. Might be fluttering a little bit right to left. Nice facility right here. I got to see this facility yesterday with less people here, and it was I was amazed at how it was kept. I saw it was mowed nicely yesterday, and it was being mowed nicely again today when the first two teams arrived. They got scoreboard in left field. It's pretty much in left field near the corner. They got 10 innings that can be spoken for in each digit. They got the score, the hits, and how many errors. And this is a 1A ball game, Central Catholic and South Central. Working back from the pitcher's mound. From the set, here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. No balls, one strike in the batter's box. Right-handed batter, Tommy Sullivan. Here step back in. Out of the stat, Ben Mazur. Here comes the 0-1. High for ball one. One ball, one strike. Ben Mazur peers in. Runners on the corner. First and third. Two out. Bottom of the sixth. In the batter's box, Tommy Sullivan. Here comes the 1-1. Across the dish, taken for a strike. One ball, two strikes. Tommy Sullivan, right-handed batter's box. Working from the set position, Ben Mazur. Breaking pitch, finished away. Not a bad call right there. That was a borderline, a good call. Count goes 2-2. Right-handed batter's box. Severe open stance, so close on the approach. Here comes a 2-2, but step off the back. Mazur are going to step off the back. He'll reset. Pitcher kind of has the pace of the game. Not really, but kind of. Working out a stretch. They're just playing the game. Here comes the pitch. Ben Mazur. Going to take his drive to right field. Going to back up a little bit. And Minnick makes the catch. In right field. Three outs go by. They come up with one at the end of six complete. It's a 4-4 ball game here at LaPorte High School. Semi-state North Division. And getting ready to bat in the top of the seventh, Central Catholic Knights. And I'm looking to have a good at-bat. We'll see if both teams can have another good at-bat here in the seventh inning. As we hear a little bit more of John Mellencamp and a little bit more of that small town. So we're thankful. We do thank you for listening. We appreciate all you do, and I hope you're getting good baseball today. If you're not listening here, we hope that you're listening somewhere to other stations providing this game. One of them is Internet Television. We hope you, if you wanted to watch that, or we hope you looked up broadcastsports.net and found their frequency, found out how you could access that game. That game, this game can be accessed there. Fortunate right here is 1A Variety. That they chose this game to be one that they do. I saw they were doing one other, I think, and maybe more than one. But next week in the championship game, you can watch the game or you can listen to your respected broadcaster if you choose to do that. And then if you want to watch the game next week, each of the four games can be seen if you go to IHSAA.org. You'll see how to watch it. And there's no charge. IHSAA.org. But if you like to watch on faithful channels, do that too. That's good. Just as long as you watch or listen. Stepping in, Knights going to bat top of the seventh inning. Three-hitter, Ben Mazur. Pitch comes in high and away. One ball, no strikes. We're going to have a stretch. Nobody on base. Brad Farrell. Pitch comes in just above the zone. Two balls, no strikes. Peering in, looking at signals. Brad Farrell, here comes the 2-0 pitch. Tight. Might have been a hit by pitch, not sure. Ben Mazur. Coach Bournet walking down kind of briskly to check on Ben Mazur. Rightfully so, no matter which player it is. 3-0 count. Right-handed batter, here's the pitch. High for ball four. Coach Bournet is going to make an adjustment here. Gonna courtesy run for his pitcher, Ben Mazur. Knights earlier in the season went 10 innings with the Frankfort Hot Dogs. Frankfort Hot Dogs, quality team, quality coaching. Frankfort Hot Dogs got the win in 10. Knights got a good taste of an extra inning game, and Coach Bournet said that in the postgame. Ryan Schumer stepped in. Here they're looking at signals, timeout before the set position even. Ryan Schumer granted time to step back in. Ball's live, ball's in play. Working out of the stretch, now the set, here's the pitch. Start across the dish, knee high, strike called. Ryan Schumer, left-handed batter's box. A member of the junior class. Modestly, very modestly there at first base. Tyler Fox. Works over to first base, out of the stretch, here's the pitch. Swung on, you're going to foul one straight back. Count goes 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Ryan Schumer, left-handed batter's box, leads the team in home runs. He's got two. Right fielder, playing kind of shallow. Working out a stretch, now the set, here's the pitch. He'll take a fly ball out of play left side. Ryan Schumer kind of sprays the bat, the baseball. He can spray it. You think he's going to go off the field? He brings it right to you. And vice versa. A step back in, 0-2 count. Working out a stretch, now the set. Farrell. Inside, ball one. 1-2 count. Nobody out. Top of the seventh inning. Knights have one aboard. It is Ben Mazur. My heir, Ben Mazur, doing his own running. 4-4 ball game. Foul tip in the glove. He held it. Andrew Wazar. Strikeout. His jaw back to the dugout. Stepping in the back, TJ Bell. DJ Bell to step in. And you can step in now. Alright, stepping in. DJ Bell. Pickoff move, first base. Back safely is Mazur. Working from the stretch, now the set. Here's the pitch. Pitch comes in. Thigh high, outside edge. No balls, one strike, one out. Top of the seventh inning. Working from the stretch, now the set. Farrell's pitch. Ground ball, right side. Good glove, but second base. He goes to second base, and it gets the force out. That is an acrobatic, athletic play. A lot of people were probably doubting the throw, and he completes the task right there at second base. Well done. Gets the fourth out. There's two outs. So fielder's choice, T.J. Bell at first base. Stepping in, Justin Brady. Second signals, first base coach, Coach Bordenham. Peering in, looking at signals, out of stretch, now checks out of set. Set, here's the pitch. Low for ball one. One ball, no strikes. Two out. Working out of stretch, now the set, Brad Farrell. Swung on, fouled back, out of play. Justin Brady, step back in, one ball, one strike. Peering in, looking at signals, Brad Farrell. Looking at the signals, catcher Andrew Wazar. Out of the set, comes the pitch. Inside edge. Works that tight zone right there on Justin Brady. Justin Brady will step back in. 1-2 pitch on the way. Get a foul one. Deep foul, left side, out of play. You got a lot of sweet spot on that 14 inches. Just set back in. One ball, two strikes. Two out. Peering in, looking at singles. Brad Farrell checks first base out of the stretch. Here comes the 1-2. Going to be a foul tip off the handle. Going to foul, have some backspin, some English, and roll foul. That was almost a pretty nice looking half swing, check swing bunt. If y'all back to the bag, you'll pick it up. That's a check swing off the handle. Billiards, not what they're doing. Just step back in. 1-2 count, two outs. Runner at first base, T.J. Bell. Tie ball game, two outs, 1-2 count. Here comes the pitch. Get a foul one again, left side, way out of play. Need a ball replenishment. Keaton Brooks is on deck. He brings a couple of three baseballs out to the home plate umpire. He pockets them. He got two pouches. Ball is in play. Here we go. Again, a 1-2 pitch. It'll be a pickoff move. Nonchalant at first base. No tag applied. Right there by Tommy Sullivan. Peering in, looking at signals. Working out the stretch. A long pier. Now the set. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch. First base is occupied. But I take that back. That's third, three, two outs. Meyer, two outs on the diamond. He ran to first base. Wazar stepped to the inside, threw a strike to first base. Tommy Sullivan. Knights come up with none in the sixth inning. Excuse me, the top of the seventh. And the Satellite's going to bat in the bottom half of the seventh inning. And again, we'll mention, this game is in part being brought to you by FCCSales.com. Looking for that newer truck or sport utility vehicle? Look and find FCCSales.com in the weekly auto trader. And you can also find FCCSales.com in the Indiana Auto RV. They are free publications. You can pick them up at your local gas station every Friday. Frankfurt Truck and Car Sales, Yes, Frankfurt Truck and Car Sales, they offer bank finance or low, easy payment plans. Visit them at FTCSales.com today. Since 1999, for 23 years, your go-to dealer, Frankfurt Truck and Car Sales. They're open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 7, Friday, 9 to 6, Saturday, 9 to 4. They're located at 1601 McKinley Avenue, Frankfort, Indiana, 46041. Stepping in the back. It's going to be the left-handed batter step in. Where's number 19? He's the pitcher of record. He's going to bat in the bottom of the seventh. Tie ball game at 4. Stepping in, Brad Farrell. First pitch from Mazur. Outside, a ball. Backdoor curveball. Didn't get the break he wanted. One ball, no strikes. Stepping back in. They'll work from right there. Here comes the pitch. Backdoor curveball right in there for a strike. Went right back to it. Count goes 1-1. Stepping in, left-handed batter. Brad Farrell, he's going to call time. He's going to call time after stepping in. He'll be granted time to step back in. One ball, one strike. With a windup, Ben Mazur. Backdoor curveball. He stays with it. He goes out to the field with it. Down the left field line. It's going to end up in the corner. Right there. Foul territory against the fence. About 330 down the left field line to slide in with the triple. No slide really needed. He's going to head first. He's safe at third base. So Brad Farrell at third base. Nobody out. Bottom of the seventh inning. It'll work right there on the diamond. So next batter going to step in. It's going to be the four-hitter for the Satellites. Number 7, Bryce Glyptic. Sign out on the diamond here momentarily. Don't know who called it, but it's breaking the action right here. A lot of hand clapping going on. He's at third base. Time out on the diamond. Coach Borden, they're going to walk out. When the sound death below kind of defeats itself, he'll walk out. Have a conversation with his infield right there at the pitcher's mound. They'll talk it over right there. We do thank you for listening. We'll mention this game is also, in part, being brought to you by Reynolds Farm Equipment. Since 1955, they're located at 1451 East 276th Street. That's Atlanta, Indiana. You can find them on the web at ReynoldsFarmEquipment.com. And there, right inside Reynolds Farm Equipment, you'll find Titus Bakery and Deli. Titus Bakery and Deli, their operation hours are Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Saturday, 7 a.m. to noon. And we'll mention the hours of operation for Reynolds Farm Equipment. Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, 7:30 a.m. to 12 noon. Close Sunday. You can join Titus Bakery and Deli for breakfast and or lunch. They're right there on U.S. 31, Northern Hamilton County. Stepping into bat. Asking to step in. Right there, home plate umpire. Step in now. Number 7, Bryce Glyptic. Left-handed batter. Ben Mazur, they're going to award first base to the four-hitter. No pitches necessary in this high school game. That rule has been in effect for quite a while at the high school level. It's recently been adopted at the Babe Ruth level. I believe so. And he's going to jog off. That's Bryce Glyptic. He catches first and jogs off. He's the DH in the ballgame. So they take the bat out of his hand. They compliment him by putting him on first base. Glyptic on the season does have 2 home runs. And I'll mention he leads the team in RBI with 34. The runner at first base, runner at third base. Nobody out. Stepping into bat, number 32, Jackson Boss. And they're going to put him on two. They're going to get a fourth out. Availability at any base. First, second, third, or home. There's nobody out. They're going to play on fielding the infield ball and throwing to the plate or pulling a triple play. They did that a year ago. That was pretty much room service, but they pulled it. Triple play. I think it was against Seager. Or the game before, Maya. Here comes the pitch from Mazur. Breaking pitch for a strike. In the batter's box, Andrew Wazar. Andrew Wazar does the catching for South Central. Working out of the stretch, Ben Mazur checks third base out of stead. Pitch comes in, breaking pitch, another one for a strike. Count goes 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Right-handed batter's box, Andrew Wazar. Runners on each base, nobody out. Bottom of the seventh, tied score at 4. He tried to check the swing, they're calling out at home plate. Thought about a drop third strike. First base is occupied. Less than 2 outs with first base occupied. Drop third strike is not available. With 2 outs, I messed that up a couple innings ago. With 2 outs, it is available with a runner at first base or taking off from first to second during pitch. Timeout on the diamond. Coach Coulter going to walk towards home plate. Going to have a little bit of a conversation with home plate umpire. You going to adjust the stenographer's pad? We'll find out what's going to happen, maybe. Hard to tell a little bit. It's kind of like watching a silent movie, but it's still a good movie. Timeout, going to walk out. Coach Bordnay. And it might be the number of pitches. I'm not sure. So they're going to walk out, take a baseball from he's getting Mr. Ben Mazur, I believe so. We'll double check that. Not quite sure. Looking right there on the diamond. Hey, Sattler.
That number of pitches. Did he pick the maximum number of pitches?
Yeah. All right, thank you. I got some guys here helping me. They're on the baseball team. They got a baseball IQ for sure. And they let me know that 120 is the maximum number of pitches that can be thrown by a high schooler. And Mr. Coulter walks down to remind the umpire. Nothing, no problem for that. That's just making sure that he's in the ballgame. I take that back, and I'm talking about Coulter. So here's some warm-up pitches on the surface right now. It's going to be Evan Jeanhart. Evan Jeanhart going to take some warm-up tosses. Well mentioned, Evan Jeanhart on the season. Evan Jeanhart steps in. Going to make his 10th appearance on the season. Evan Jeanhart. He's 1-1 on the season. Evan Jeanhart, 12 walks. He's walked. He's been struck out 12. 3 of them were looking. And he's getting some warm-up tosses right now. Walked over from the shortstop position. I believe we got maybe Hudson Gutwein warming up there at shortstop. Playing toss back and forth, fielding ground balls with Justin Brady. Working from the stretch. Getting warmed up, Evan Jeanhart. 1 out, bottom of the 7th inning. Tie ball game, 4-4. Working from the stretch, getting his warm-up tosses. Evan Jeanhart. And next ball game after this one is going to be Zionsville in Penn. Penn pretty much synonymous with football. Penn going to play in this baseball game with the 4A Zionsville Eagles. Zionsville Eagles, right there. Pretty good atmosphere to go to school at. Have a son and a daughter-in-law. couple of children over there. They're playing baseball today. 5-year-old T-ball happening. It's already over. Pretty much almost the same time as this game started. But that's okay. I'm here. I want to be. And they allowed me to be. But that's no big deal. So stepping in the back. So the satellite's going to be number 3. Jacob Oman. Jacob Oman going to step in. Right-handed batter's box. Infield is in for the night. Schumer going to adjust the outfield. They're going to have the Barry Bonds infield, basically. The shift is on. Left fielder is evacuated. They're going to the right and a center fielder. You got 5 infielders along with Evan Dehart pitching. Here's the first pitch. Swing and miss. Each of the 5 infielders are in on the grass. They're right inside the lip of the grass. You got a third baseman, a shortstop, a second baseman, a first baseman, and I think it's Ben Mazur standing right behind the pitcher on the lip of the grass in front of second base. Second pitch comes in. Swing and a miss. No balls, 2 strikes. They step back in the rubber. Evan Dehart. Schumer going to set up maybe outside. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. Breaking pitch, swing and a miss. Get the strikeout or a 2 out. Coach Borne comes out, tells him to go back, shift back to almost routine. So they'll shift back. They'll go with a regular infield mound. They'll line up back in the back of the dirt in front of the lip of the grass. They'll go regular outfield. They'll play this batter to pull slightly. Will Brent Robbins in center field. Getting ready to bat number 2, Aaron Hogan. Aaron Hogan will step in. He re-entered the ball game. He gave way to a different batter last time up. He'll step in, right-handed batter. Hunter's occupying each base. 2 outs, bottom of the 7th. Pitch comes in. Ball high, evidently the call. 1 ball, no strikes. Looking at signals, number 2, Aaron Hogan steps back in. Peering in, looking at signals, working from the stretch, Evan Dehart. Pitch comes in, strike call. 1 ball, 1 strike. Timeout on the diamond. Ryan Schumer going to walk out, talk to Ben Mazur. Ben Mazur, should say Ryan Schumer, that red hair, kind of fits the mind of a guy named Berinda. Played behind the catcher, played behind home plate. Couple of years ago. I think he went to IU South. Not sure if he's still there. Switch hitting catcher for the Knights from a couple of years ago as a senior. Stepping in. 1 ball, 1 strike. Working through the stretch. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. Outside half. Breaking pitch. Count goes 1-2. Right into the batter's box. The batter's box, number 2, Aaron Hogan. Evan Dehart from the stretch, now the set. Swung on, a foul back right side, out of play. 1-2 count once again. Evan Dehart. Ball is in play. Becomes a 1-2 pitch once again. Breaking pitch, finished high. Ryan Schumer, I got to mention, I saw some clips of him catching. He does a good job framing with not moving a forearm to do it. Here comes the pitch. The foul 1 back overhead. Goes out of play. Count goes 2-2. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Ball's in play. Stepping out of the box with timeout granted. Number 2, Aaron Hogan. Let's step back in. Evan Gerhardt steps back in the rubber, peers in, looks at signals from Ryan Schumer. Out of the set, here's the 2-2. Going to pop one to right field. Backing up to make the catch. With number 20, Caden Minnie. The Knights go back in the top of the eighth inning. So the Knights get out of the jam somewhat to give up the first batter triple to third base. And then pull some effort, and they'll bat in the top of the eighth inning. So they'll bat in the top of the eighth, going out to play defense once again at South Central. These two teams get together, play a good ball game. It's all fun. And then they're having a good time right now, that second game. Not sure what time it's going to start right here at LaForte. But we do thank you for listening. And then we'll mention, this game is in part being brought to you by Larson and Sons Target Sports. They're located at 408 South Main Street, Sheridan, Indiana, 46069. You can reach them by phone, 317-758-5886. Their number is 317-758-5886. They have new and used certified gun sales. They buy, sell, trade. Gunsmithing and repairs are welcome at Target Sports. You can visit them on Facebook at Larson A&D Sons Target Sports. You can ask them about a local gun range for safe practice shooting at Target Sports in Sheridan. They watch Sheridan Blackhawks football. It's probably already started working football right there. I will mention, I believe I have permission to mention this, Mr. Bud Wright. Back for his next season. Mr. Bud Wright, what a man. Sheridan Blackhawks football, synonymous. But we'll mention, getting ready bad here in the top of the eighth inning. Number 9, Hudson Gutwein. Hudson Gutwein came in to play shortstop when Evan Gerhardt switched over to the pitcher's mound. Hudson Gutwein going to bat. Here's the first pitch, top of the eighth. High for ball one. Working right there, working from the windup. Here comes the next pitch. In there for a strike. Kneecap high, outer half. Down goes one ball, one strike. Doing the pitching for South Central, Brad Farrell. Next pitch in there for a strike. Strike called. Count goes 1-2. Peering in, looking at signals. Here's the pitch to Gutwein. Outside edge, knee high. We'll go back to the dugout. One out here in the top of the eighth inning. Next batter to step in, going to be number 20. Right field, he made that catch to end their natural ball game. We're playing extras right now. Caden Minnick. He's going to get hit by pitch inside. He's going to earn first base for this one. We'll hope he's okay. He's going to walk off there in just a minute. He's going to walk a little bit. Coach Ryan Johnson is going to check with him. That was off the inside lower part of the ribs. He's going to walk off, jog off. He's jogging down the line. He went into the grass a couple 15, 20 feet, and I don't blame him. He's going to remove the batting gloves. He's going to hand in to Coach Johnson. He's going to do the running. Caden Minnick. Pretty tough young man. Stepping back into bat. After Minnick. Brent Robbins. High and tight. High and tight right there. Ball one. To Brent Robbins. Steps out, 1 foot in, 1 foot out. Signal's given. In a modest speed there at first base. He looks okay. There's Caden Minnick. He's ready to run. He'll dive back at first. Caden Minnick had the joy of meeting his dad early in the season. What a gentleman, his dad. Kicked But anyway, here's the pitch. Swung on, swinging a miss. Might have been a foul tip in the glove of Andrew Wazar. Peering in, looking at signals, a step back in. Bren Robbins. One ball, one strike. Working out a stretch. Now the set. Here's the pitch. Taken off of second base. Going to be hit by pitch anyway. Bren Robbins didn't phase him. Got him on the back of the shoulder. Jogging over to second base. He was on his horse, ready to steal. Found out he could just jog in and stand up. That's Kate Minnick at second. Timeout on the diamond. Coach going to walk out. It's Coach Colson. Going to talk with home plate umpire. And Coach Bournet going to have some words with his leadoff batter. He is the leadoff batter in this ballgame as the Knights are the visiting team on the scoreboard. 0-9, the whole front side of him is holding dirt and dust. He's going to step in right now. Right-handed batter's box. First and second base. One out. Top of the eighth inning. Going to adjust that landing spot right there just a bit. Does Brad Farrell. Steps back in. Looks at signals. Out of the stretch. Now the set. Check second. Here's the pitch. Outside of ball. Runners at first and second for the Knights. Top of the eighth inning. Class 1A. Winner will play at Victory Field next weekend. To get by the glove of Wazar. We'll track it in. Back at the fence. And the runners move up 90 feet. Owen Munn, right-handed batter. That's in the one spot for the Knights. Runner at second and third base. Evan Deanhart on deck. We'll step back in, Owen Munn. Two balls, no strikes. Working out the stretch, now the set. Farrell. Swing and a miss. Healthy cut. That was his cut. That was Owen Munn. Count goes 2-1. Peering back in, working out of the stretch. 19, Brad Farrell. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Working with that fastball. Bringing it right now. That is Brady Grass, isn't it? That is Brad Farrell. Brad Farrell bringing it. Right here at the top of the eighth. It's 2-2 to 0-1. Pitch comes in. Base hit over shortstop head. Going to get into left center field on the ground. Coming in to score is Caden Minnick. Second run to score for the Knights. Going to be Bren Robbins. So the Knights come up with a couple. Right here. Going to be a base hit. He'll take second base on the throw. But Owen Munn, base hit to left heel. Line drive shot. About 12 feet high. So timeout on the diamond. South Central going to walk out. They might do a double switch. We'll check. Not sure. They're going to hand the ball off to pitcher for South Central, number 10. And the 10's going to get the baseball. They'll get some warm-up tosses right here on the diamond. He's going to come back. He's the original starter. He's got the right to re-enter. He's one of the 10 original starters. He's going to come back and he's going to pitch here in the top of the eighth with one out. It's going to be Brady Grass once again. So the Knights going to work right there and warm up in the outer areas. Two runs in on the base hit from Owen Munn. The Knights go up by two. They're in the top of the eighth inning. Pitching change. Once again, we're going to see Brady Grass. Brady Grass working the curveball. He's got his infielders right there around him. You know these guys are friendly. These guys are friends. Friendship growing up through school can last a long, long time. So he's getting some final tosses right here. Home plate umpire is going to let him know how many he's got left. And getting ready for baseball. You're in the top of the eighth inning. I'm going to adjourn right there. You might get one more. Infield has returned to their respective positions. Outfield, they're breaking up out center field. They had a two-man convention out there, as my dad would call it. Is that a convention? But anyway, they're getting together too, because friendships are deep. Running out of the dugout, going to go out and play outfield. Going to jog out. Number two. That's Aaron Hogan. He's going to go to right field. So baseball once again. Ball is in play. Runner at second base is Owen Munn. One out. Evan Gehart steps in. Take the first pitch outside edge. Kneecap high. To step back in, right-handed batter. Facing the righty, once again, that's Braden Grass, original starter for the Satellites. Just gets by. Catcher, Andrew Wazel, back to the screen. And the Owen Munn moves up 90 feet. Evan Gehart, he's the batter. One ball, one strike. Has mission. Evan Gehart leads the team in batting average, entering this game at .466. Right-handed batter, working out a stretch. Here's the pitch from Grass. He's going to put a bunt down. Back to the pitcher. He's going to score a run. He's going to make it to first base. First base was not covered. No available throw to make. And Evan Gehart, my guess is that's not going to be a hit. The one run in, Knights have three here in the top of the eighth. 7-4 ball game. Evan Gehart at first base. Stepping in, Ben Mazur. Ben Mazur going to try to help himself in the batter's box. Not a lot of help. He's going to pop one foul territory straight back. Ben Mazur, a very fine-looking, fluent cut. As mentioned, Ben Mazur. Put one on top of the fair pole at Jordan Lanning for the first home run of the Knights season. Out of the stretch, here comes the pitch from Grass. To take a poke to right center. It's going to be played upon. Center fielder doesn't make the catch. Brandon Young got a glove on it, I do believe. My guess that's going to go in the book as a double. Safe at home plate is going to be Evan Gehart. He goes back and touches the plate just in case. And the Knights have four here in the top of the eighth. They have duplicated their game score through five innings. So Ben Mazur at second base. They're going to walk Ryan Schumer. They're going to get a fourth out available on any base as they walk the four hitter, Ryan Schumer. Ryan Schumer, let's see if he's going to run. Coach Bordenay coming down the line, talks to the home plate umpire, going to make an adjustment. He may be thinking this over. He's not sure. Next batter in the lineup for the Knights is going to be number 16, C.J. Bell. Guy down here below me plays on the Knights baseball team. Tells me his first name is Trent. Trent's not a bad name. I got one of my best friends named Trent. And just step in right now. He goes by C.J. I know another guy named CJ. He goes by the name of Tyler sometimes. Stepping in after adjustments made. Right there, Ben Mazur. We'll say it first base, I believe. Stepping in the bat, CJ Bell. They're at first and second base for the Knights. One out. First pitch to Bell. Ground ball, third base. He'll step on third. They can throw across the diamond. Couldn't hold the baseball. Short hops to glove. Good effort right there. Good play by Tommy Sullivan. They're going to run in. They make a throw to third base. Coming in to score. The ball gets by. Isaac Bushy is the runner that took over at first base for Ben Mazur. He comes in to score loose ball at third base ends up veering out to the lip of the grass behind the dirt between short and third base. So Knights come up with the fifth run here in the top of the eighth. Stepping in, right-handed batter, left-handed batter Justin Brady. It'll be a wide throw. We're going to get back to the screen. Not a fifth possibility for a glove. Going 90 feet forward, T.J. Bell. T.J. Bell at third base. T.J. Bell has a good on-base percentage. 349 entering this ballgame. Stepping in, Justin Brady. Turning and looking at signals. Braden Grass. It comes in high and away. Ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Two outs. Working out a stretch. Now the set. Here comes the pitch. He short hops the glove. Good block right here by catcher Andrew Wazar. Kept that in front of him. Had bounced about at the home plate or out in front of the plate. Down goes 3-0. Three balls, no strikes, Justin Brady. Working out a stretch. Now the set is Braden Grass. Here's the pitch. Run across the dish. Taken all the way. Home plate was wide open. Three balls, one strike. The set back in. Justin Brady, runner at third base, is T.J. Bell. Out of stride, here's the pitch. Backdoor curveball. May have been a slider. Backdoor curveball, we'll call it. Got him. Swing and a miss. Justin Brady now. 3-2 count. Three balls, two strikes. Two outs. Top of the eighth. Out of the set. Here's the pitch. Outside. Ball four. So Brady jogs down to first base. Runners on the corners. Two out. Top of the eighth inning. We're going to see Hudson Gutwein once again. Hudson Gutwein playing the shortstop position for the Knights. He's going to step in. Right-handed batter. Hudson Gutwein batting 500. We've got a 571 on-base percentage. Entering the game, seven at-bats, six official at-bats. That's Hudson Gutwein. Outside, a ball. Hudson Gutwein, we'll mention. He's got two singles. He's got a double. He's got three RBI. He has scored eight runs. He's walked once. He struck out last at bat here on this diamond. First pitch, second pitch comes in here. One ball, one strike. 1-1, two out. Step in, tap the plate far and near. Out of a set position, Braden Grass. High for ball two. Trying to get a pickle run down between first and second. Not going to happen. Doing the base running there. The gray uniform for the Knights. Bryce McCammon. Outside edge. Knee high called strike. Down goes 2-2. Step back in. 2-2 count, two outs. Top of the eighth. Peering in, looking at signals. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Good swing and a miss. Good cut. Good cut right there. Hudson Gutwein. Knights come up with five runs. Five runs in the top of the eighth inning. South Central will bat in the bottom of the eighth inning. At the end of seven and a half, Knights nine, South Central four. Getting ready for the bottom of the ninth inning, the bottom of the eighth inning. And again, we'll mention a little bit how they got here. We'll talk about the regional last week. Rossville and Central Catholic, they went at it. It took five innings. Central Catholic got the win. They're playing in this contest versus South Central. At the regional championship at South Bend, Washington, South Central defeated Fremont 6-3. South Central playing here against Central Catholic. Also in the upper regional, I should say in the South Division, in the regional championship, it was Tecumseh going against Bar Reeve. Tecumseh got the win 4-1. They're playing today. Their game started at 1 p.m. Not sure of the outcome of that. It probably has not concluded. We'll also mention the opponent for Tecumseh is Shackamack. Shackamack defeated Indianapolis Lutheran. Championship game of the regional last weekend, 7-2. So we'll mention right here on the Diamond, it's Lafayette Central Catholic High School. They entered the ball game at 25-6, Class 1A, Sectional 53. They hosted. The 12-new game is happening right now. South Central at 21-9. They're playing here at LaPorte. South Central, Class 1A, Sectional 50. South Central also hosted sectional play. Tecumseh. Tecumseh going at it right now with Shackamack. Class 1A 64. Tecumseh, Class 1A 57. Shackamack. Shackamack also hosted a sectional. Three of the four teams playing today hosted their own sectional. Tecumseh entered 18-12. Shackamack entered 16-13. That's the head game happening at Jasper High School presently. Stepping into bat, South Central. Here comes the first pitch from Evan Deanhart. Swing and a miss. Left-handed batter in the batter's box. 23, Brandon Young. Brandon Young plays center field. South Central Satellites. Here comes the wind out of the windup from Deanhart. Breaking pitch, missed inside, finished low and away. Left-handed batter, right-handed pitcher. 23, Brandon Young. Steps back in. There comes a wind and the delivery from Deanhart. Inside a ball. Profile view, that pitch looked good, but it was inside. Two balls, one strike. Here comes a 2-1 from Deanhart. Swung on, ground ball, base hit. That ball had eyes. It went right between second base and first base on the ground. Base hit off the bat. Nine hitter on board. Brandon Young. Next batter going to step into bat for the Satellites. Going to be number 12, Zach Tanshar. Zach Tanshar stepping in. He's the one hitter for the Satellites. Satellites at the top of their order. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. Righty facing a righty. No balls, one strike. You'll step back in. Zach Hanshar, where's number 12, steps in, batting 344 on the season. Takes the pitch tight, really close. Nearly got him. Down goes 1-1. Hanshar on the season, 442 on base percentage. He leads the team with the most at-bats entering the ballgame at 113. But they can try to float in right field. Making a beat on it right there. Making the catch is Caden Mitty. One out. You're in the bottom of the eighth inning. One runner aboard at first base is number 23, Brandon Young. Stepping into bat once again for South Central. Number 8, Tommy Sullivan. Right-handed batter. Working from the stretch, Evan Deanhart. Breaking pitch. Sullivan going to float one to right center. It's going to be called for by Bryn Robbins. And Bryn Robbins is going to make the catch. One aboard. Next batter going to step in for the Satellite. It's going to be number 19. Number 19 going to step in. Brad Farrell. Brad Farrell begin the ball game. He's at second base. He gets some pitching. He's in the ballgame now. He's doing the batting from the left-handed box. Here's the pitch. He's going to foul one out of play left side. Healthy check off the bat of Brad Farrell. Where's number 19? Brad Farrell batting 479 from that left-handed batter's box. 479, that's in 30 ballgames. 532 on base percentage. Next pitch, outside of ball. Young goes 1-1. Brad Farrell leads the team with 45 hits. That's a lot of hits. That's the most I've heard of this season from any team. Six doubles, six triples. He's got a home run. He might have another one. It might be foul territory. Going to go to the corner. going to float. Going to one hop the fence. Pretty good stroke right there. Number 19, Brad Farrell. Brad Farrell going to step back in. Brad Farrell, one of those sophomores playing in this ballgame. I believe they have 15 sophomores on their baseball roster. That's tremendous. Step out of the box. Time called. Brad Farrell, you're going to step back in. Runner at first base is Brandon Young. He got himself aboard with a base hit. Pitch comes in way outside. Bob Uecker might be here. I'm not sure. And I'm not supposed to joke here. This is not a place to be insensitive. Apologize. Count goes 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. So set back in. Number 19, Brad Farrell. Left-handed batter facing the righty, Evan Zienhardt. You take a floater, you go to the left field. Ben Mazur is there. Ben Mazur will catch the baseball. Going to go eight inning ball game. What a game. South Central Satellite, Central Catholic Knights. Knights capture the win in 8 innings, 9-4. Which is 8 innings, tied at 4. We thank you for listening. Thank you for listening to Put Me in Sports. Put Me in Sports will be there next weekend. Don't know if it's going to be Friday or Saturday. I'll just mention a little bit about stuff that's written down here. South semi-state winner will play against the North semi-state winner in the championship game. All of the North teams will be the home team. IHSAA baseball state finals next Friday and Saturday. Friday the 17th of June, Saturday the 18th of June. They'll play a 2-plus-2 game ratio. They will not play the one game on Friday and three on Saturday. On Friday, it'll be a 5:30 start for the first game. 8 o'clock start for 8 o'clock p.m. for the second game. That's on Friday. On Saturday, 4:30 will be the start for the Eastern time on the first game. And then the 8 o'clock start will happen second game on Saturday. So same time for the second game. 5:30 and 4:30 respectively, Friday and Saturday for the start of the first game. It'll be at Victory Fields at state finals. That's located at 501 West Maryland Street, Indianapolis. Admission $12 per person. I believe that's per day. That's still quite a bargain. And I believe souvenir baseballs are truly souvenir baseballs at Victory Field in the championship game. We thank you for tuning in. We'll mention my wife back home. Very helpful. Helpful indeed with Put Me in Sports in them right there at the household. I thank her. And we'll mention them. No matter, I'm going to mention this just a little bit. Once in a while, you probably might hear the sound off when we sign off after each game. Back 13 years ago, my wife and I met a guy. He was a wisdom type of guy. And he said, do you have a sign-off? You really need a sign-off, something that you can say. It's kind of said every game for the sign-off. People know you're almost done. And we said no. So we thought about it, and we came up with REO Speedwagon. REO Speedwagon has an album called High Infidelity. The first song on that album is Don't Let It Go. Don't Let It Go. And then the second album, the next album, that was 1981. In 1982, they put out Good Trouble. Good Trouble, that album didn't quite do as well as High Infidelity. High Infidelity was at the top 10 weeks in 81. They were number one with them, Don't Let It Go. And then the Keep the Fire Burning right there off the second album, the Good Trouble album. I remember where I was at when I was 14 and where I heard that the first time. But if you check out the lyrics for Don't Let It Go and check out the lyrics for Keep the Fire Burning, you'll find that those two songs going to take you a long way and keep you justified. That'd be good. So go ahead and check out those lyrics. Even if you don't hear the songs, Google those lyrics. They're good. And yeah, REO, Styx, and Loverboy was at Deer Creek last night. It's really called Ruoff Music Center. Again, we thank you for tuning in. And I'm going to say that right now. No matter if you're home or away, you're doing the teaching or the learning, don't let it go. Keep the fire burning.
That's okay. We've been valued a conversation right here with Coach Zach Coulter. So, Zach Coulter, what a team you have, sir.
Yeah, I think in the bottom of the seventh, I think the win meter would have been 98% towards us. And, you know, that's why in this game we had to play all 24 outs. And, we needed a big hit and we didn't get it. And, they executed well. And then in the eighth, they put pressure on us, scoring some runs. And, it's good for the sophomore group, though. They'll be back stronger. Maybe a taste of this will treat us good for off-season work. And we were one hit away from Victory Field.
We talked about your sophomore class. We talked about your senior class. What mentors you have? Your sophomore class is strong. I mean, you get on, you almost have a home run, foul territory, left-handed sophomore.
Yeah. And, I mean, our seniors, I can't say enough about them. We're going to miss them. They're great kids, and they set the tone, and we're going to miss that leadership.
Coach, I know you're sharp as a tack because when that 120th pitch came in, that was excellent, sir.
Yeah. It's just part of being doing my job, so. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hey, we're post-game. We're going to talk to Coach Bordenay. Coach Bordenay, that was a ball game.
Yeah, it was. Our kids were very resilient. We didn't play our best ball game by any stretch, but we kept battling, and had our backs to the wall several times, and we were able to answer. None more so than the bottom of the seventh there with the leadoff triple. And then we walked two guys and intentionally, and then we had to change pitchers. And then Evan comes in and just was unbelievable in that situation to get strikeout, and a fly out. And then, obviously, coming back out in the top of the eighth, we did a great job. Our guys did a really good job against Farrell, making him throw strikes, and he really struggled. He couldn't get a pitcher's count. We were in hitter's counts, and then he was hitting people and walking people and throwing wild pitches, and it just kind of played right in our hands.
But you had a nice venue to play at.
Beautiful place. Always respected what LaPorte baseball is all about, and they put on a great tournament today, and very fortunate to be able to play up here today.
Well, Coach, you got one more game coming up. It's going to be next week. They're going to play two games on Friday, two games on Saturday. It's not going to be one and then three on Saturday. How do you like that, and do you have an idea when you might play?
I don't have an idea when we play, but, I don't really care when we play. I'm just glad we're playing in the state championship game, and we'll show up at 8 in the morning if they tell us to play at 8 in the morning. But we're excited and relieved to get through this ball game, and I feel very confident in our guys, but we're going to respect Tecumseh because they've really playing well down south, come through as well. So we're going to enjoy this today, but tomorrow we'll get back to work.
And one more thing, okay? Frankfurt, I think it's the third game of the season. You went 10 innings. You said post-game then that 10 innings was going to be helpful as you guys stretched for that game.
Yeah, it was. Anytime you play extra innings and you're backed against the wall and you're forced to make plays and make pitches and have good at-bats, it helps you out. We put ourselves in a lot of those situations this year. We play a lot of tough teams and a lot of tough pitchers. And it paid off today, there's no doubt. Our kids were resilient and unfazed by they had two really good pitchers, but they were unfazed by them, and we did just enough to come out with a victory.
Congratulations, sir.
Thanks. Thanks for being here. I appreciate making the trip.
You're welcome. I'm still alive here, man.